Hey, this is Zep, and on behalf of the guys, Stru, Boomer, and Lukey, we want to thank you for downloading and listening to our podcast of The Ticket Outdoors, brought to you by Mills Fleet Farm. And remember, when nothing's going right, just go fishing.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. Two 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm.
It's time for Ticket Outdoors on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Hold on, we're just letting Stru hammer on his Stratocaster right now for a little bit.
I'm back, I'm ready, I'm a machine, pal.
He's an oiled, well-trained machine.
Yeah,
I'm prepared.
A killer, what do we call in the military, a life taker, a heartbreaker, I don't know, we had to memorize the whole thing. It's been a lot of years.
Never made it to the military, man. I told her that story about, we like to BS the first 10 or 15 minutes of the show. Welcome to the Ticket Outdoors, everybody.
We've got a
great show tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I didn't want to go to Vietnam in 1969 when I got out of high school, and it was the first year of the lottery draft.
Yeah.
And my number was 113 when they got up to a number 100, and they did. They gave you a number based on your birthday.
I thought they had a height restriction on you.
No.
Let it start early, ladies and gentlemen.
We're not letting women in yet.
I've got
Missy.
2 hours to put up with this. Anyway, so they get up to about number 100. They said, you're 1A. Come on, let's get going. They classified me 1A. They stopped at 111, and they said, do you still want to go? Nah, I'm all right.
I'll sit it out. Yeah.
I'm okay. So they stopped at 111, never went in the military, so thanks to all of you folks who did.
I don't think in 1969 there were a lot of men and women volunteering for the military service. That one was already well into the unpopular stage, and our government didn't know what the hell it was doing.
And I was one of the few guys, one of the few guys I know that never smoked a joint, so I wouldn't have fit in the military in 69 anyway. Right?
Right, exactly.
You know what is pretty cool to see, though? I wasn't from that generation. All the support, you know, we had Fishing with Vets on last week when I called in from the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
And how great people rally around our troops.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a guest tonight who does some support. Well, I won't steal the thunder from Stru to talk about that in a little bit.
Yep.
Yes.
And, you know, I talked to my dad who was a Vietnam vet. And when he said when they came home, they didn't have that kind of support. You know, it was a tougher crowd.
One of the things, and I go to a lot of veteran events, is I try not to get critical of the people that didn't welcome. It's easy to sit here in 2015 and go, what were you people thinking? They're your military. They served. I don't know. I wasn't there. I was four years old when that thing wrapped up. So, you know, I don't, I'm not going to, you know, go back in time and put myself and walk in other people's shoes. I do love the fact that in the last 20 years especially, I've been experiencing a lot of big thank yous and warm hugs for our Vietnam vets. And a lot of these veteran events I go out to, they'll stop and first thank the Vietnam vets, and then we get on to the business of the day.
And contrary to what's happening, what happened back then, when you got out of the military, the only people waiting for Zep were ladies and little kids running all around. Everyone's got a little kid.
You could very charitable. I do a lot of work with single mothers. What can I say? I got a big heart.
Zep. What'd you do this week, buddy? What'd you do?
You know, this weekend? What did I do this weekend? I think it was pretty uneventful. I think I was still recovering from skiing and sledding out in the Rockies. And not much, man. I guess I'll have to think about it.
You did a motorcycle show.
Oh, that's right.
Or something. My Lord.
It worked. You're right. Well, I had the Motorcycle Life Expo on Saturday, and that was a lot of fun. Oh, and then I did, something for the other radio station, you know, at a car dealership, which was kind of fun, too, getting out and meeting people. But nothing outdoors, unfortunately. However, here comes the warm weather. I see 50s. I see open water in our future.
Yeah. I see golf clubs in my hand in 30 days.
I see turkeys strutting, coming off the roost.
Only Stru on a hunting and fishing show where we're talking about open water and turkey season.
We have a golf show on this station, don't we?
There you go.
He auditioned for him. They didn't take me.
Okay, let's talk about you, young man. See, Mark and I did a show on Saturday all by ourselves.
Thank God, we have one hunter and angler on this show.
Our buddy Zep was gone and Boomer was gone. And yours is a hell of a story. What was your week like last week?
You know what? It was pretty amazing. Spent a little time off and went to a little warmer climate, almost 100 degrees warmer than minus 20 than what it is here. But we did did some fishing, and we talked a little bit about it last week for our listeners. If they want to go to our Facebook page, there's some pictures there, facebook.com/theticketoutdoors.
The mahi-mahi, or as my daughter calls it, the yeehaw-yeehaw tuna.
Good-looking fish, pretty fish.
And I tell you what, I was so happy, and I explained this to our on the interview. It was like 10:30 at night, so I was like out on the deck overlooking the harbor, which was absolutely beautiful, trying not to wake up Sarah or Jason and Kristen, but it was so great when we got out there, Zep, and I was like, okay, what are we looking for? You know, we're looking for some GPS numbers or waypoints. And he goes, we're looking for structure and green weeds, my boy.
There you go.
I just wanted to call Stru from that point. But really, you know, you think of the tactics of when you go into the deep sea, and I'm not by no means an expert to ocean fishing, but I've learned a lot about it in the last 3 years. You know, we were looking for the drop-offs, and we were looking for the green weeds actually on the top of the water, because as they explained it to me, the ocean is one, like, big desert on the bottom, right? It's just right. Basically structure, and it's so deep, a lot of it's really not been explored. So where they found weeds at the top of the water, they knew there was some type of vegetation and some type of structure, and that's where the bait fish would be hanging out, and that's where the mahi would be hanging out.
Fishing is fishing.
Yeah.
And you change the gear, you change, you know, what you're throwing, you change a few things, but there are some basic principles that apply.
Yeah, and even, you know, when you look at those big charter boats you're out on that are about 30 feet, you know, in length for that water that we were in, about 300 to 500 feet deep, you know, they have these big arms that come out on the sides, and we had about five lines, and it was a top water, like almost for largemouth bass in the, you know, late summer here in Minnesota. And depending on the swells and depending on the wind direction and depending on the speed of the boat, they would have to adjust those poles accordingly to make sure that the water did not fluctuate the way that the jig was moving, so it looked realistic. And we were using jigs and lures that represented squid, that represented flying fish. And I thought, man, the same principles that we use in here in Minnesota to make sure our presentation is good, that we're fishing near structure and weeds, all that stuff applies to those fish, except we don't fight 6 to 8 foot swells.
Right,
here,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
3 foot swells out there. We get 3 foot swells here on Mille Lacs, and everybody's rocking and rolling on the boat. We're probably headed in for a beer. They get 3 foot swells out there, and it's a nice day.
Yeah, and you know, the south drop is where we fish, where we are targeting these mahi-mahi.
How far out is that drop? Are you going a half a mile, a mile,
you know,
a couple hundred yards?
We were about 8 to 9 miles east of St. Thomas, and what it did is it from 5 to 6 miles out, it's about 100 feet from St. Thomas. Then it drops to 150 feet, and then at 9 miles out, within 300 yards, it drops off from like 150 to 180 feet down to like 1,500 feet.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You want to talk about a massive drop-off.
Well, remember, our biggest mountain ranges on this planet are underwater.
Yeah,
and
really?
You think of Everest at 22,000 feet. We've got mountain ranges taller than that underwater on the bed of the ocean floors.
You know, and the other thing I thought was amazing is on the other side of St. Thomas, and I did not know this, we talked a little bit about it on the last show, is that the North Drop is actually world well known for being one of the best marlin spots. So in like July and August, a lot of the world's best anglers that target marlin go out to there, and that drop can get to like 5,000 feet or something ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you this. What did you do with that extra $50? Boomer's learning from the old man here. Boomer saved $50 because it cost a lot of money to go to fishing, but he found a $50 coupon in a newspaper or magazine down there.
I found the Islands version of the Happenings book.
There you go.
$50 coupon on a $1,000 fishing trip.
Yeah.
You know, Boom, in my advancing years, I'm thinking about maybe not going to colder, snowier places in the winter. Thought maybe I can go do, and I'll do that. I'll get the jet skis with the kids for a little bit, and then one day I'll go deep sea fishing. You talked a little bit about the cost for our listeners that think they want to get down there and do some of this, because it's on everybody's way. I mean, you got to go. You got to do it when you're down there.
Yeah.
Did you just decide to walk up and do it and walk out to the pier? Or do you, in other words, the earlier you book, if I'm taking a vacation next winter and I book charter something now, is it going to be a lot cheaper, or you just rate is a rate is a rate?
You know, I'm going to sound like Stru on this one. Location, and how much lead time you give them to book. So when we were out in St. Thomas, there's not a lot of different fishing charters in there. There's basically one book in town that has the five boats. So based on having
supply and demand,
we had booked it far in advance. But
you go down to the Keys or something like that where there's a dozen of them in each marina. Then, right, going to be more competitive.
There's a better deal. And I think next week or the week after, we're going to have a friend of mine, Captain Randy Paul from Flats Factor Charters. He's the guy that I found that tarpon with and got my bucket list item with that tarpon last year. That's a lot different price point. I mean, when you're out in the Virgin Islands, it's about a grand or more. But if you still want to go deep sea fishing and you want to target grouper or you want to target snapper or amberjack if you get a little deeper, or if you're looking for the tarpon, you know, in that July, August time frame in Florida, you can do that for less than $500.
And you can, and I think there are some pretty affordable spots. I only say that because my dad fished the Gulf for tuna for years, so he's like, true, had to be affordable because he was going.
You put that thing, put it all into perspective and makes you realize how fortunate we are as to where we live and what part of the country we live.
How much
Because there's
have.
A lot of great fishing, there's a lot of great hunting and all that without spending thousands of dollars. That being said, Mark and I did the bird bait bucking boob show or something like that on Saturday. And it was a
there
great
goes
time.
That sponsorship.
No. Shamrock Productions did a hell of a job, and they're nice people, and more power to them. It was nice of them to let us come out there to the Coliseum and do that for them for 3 hours on Saturday. But we interviewed a bunch of people, and one of the guys, I forget who he was, but he's got a place on Phelps Lake in Saskatchewan, all right? So you have to fly from here or drive or whatever you want to do to Saskatoon, wherever the hell Saskatoon is, and then you have to fly from Saskatoon to Saskatchewan, where the Phelps Lake is. And so it's all up to you to get to Saskatoon. From that point to the time you fly and do your thing for a week with a guide and all of that, $6,000 a piece.
Wow.
For a week.
Whoa.
Now that's with the guide every day, and that's everything, the food every day. $6,000 a piece. Wow, that's a lot of money, but they
obviously they're providing female entertainment.
Yeah, well, there's an
early adult, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Bears. It's not, you know.
Hey, speaking of fishing, you're talking about the big fish. Did you guys see this in the outdoor news?
No, I didn't. Right.
It's a guy holding a crappie. I've seen that on Facebook about 10 minutes.
This was caught in February on Lake Waconia, unless the guy's lying.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Kohner of Mound, Minnesota, 19 inches. 3-pound, 2-ounce crappie caught in February in the Twin Cities.
Hold on. You see what he's not doing there, Boomer? He's not holding it way out in front of his face.
But that, or he's got small hands.
No. And I measured. I took a yardstick and laid it out and looked at 19 inches. This is an unbelievable fish.
I can tell by the photo. That's a monster.
Adam Griffith can't even catch that kind of fish.
Let me make a public statement here about Adam Griffith and big crappies. I don't know a man that lives and breathes chasing these big fish, and I've seen him with 17.5-inch crappies. And for those that haven't, if you get a chance to fish with Adam Griffith, he is amazing. And I bet you within the next few years or my lifetime, Adam Griffith will get over a 19 to 20-inch crappie.
Well, let me tell you something about
Mark Conan of Mound. We should mention him. Mark Conan of Mound caught this 19-inch, 3.26-pound crappie on Waconia February 13th. Wow, that is a monster.
That's huge. Now, speaking of Adam Griffith, my highlight of the last couple of days was going to
talk about the Lions thing.
The Wildwood Lions. Yeah, Boomer was there. Boomer and the old man showed up. We had about 200 people come to the Wildwood Lions, of which I'm a member.
Yeah.
And came to
you
the...
want to see a guy strut like a Tom Turkey. All these guys in the outdoors.
He owned that town. He had one of the board.
Oh, yeah. He was a big deal.
My Sharpie ran out of ink, but I had a great time anyway. So we had a lot of fun there, and we bid on different silent auction things. And Wade Ryan, a good friend of mine, and I kind of made a decision. We're going to bid for Adam Griffith. So he and I and Lukey Boy are going to go fishing with Adam Griffith someplace South Metro. He's going to blindfold us. He's going to catch us some crappies.
Let's just call it Waconia.
Waconia. Anyway, so we had a lot of fun there, made a lot of money for charity. And we had clam sponsors out there and Geiger's
Trails and Resort.
Bill and Aaron donated something. Tom Baddock donated something. HSM up in Canada, Rainy Lake. And Adam Griffith and Henry Boucher was there for the entire evening as well.
Yeah,
so Henry showed up at a great time. That was my highlight, especially being with Boomer and his old man and my gorgeous wife. And Mark showed up as well.
I tell you, that was a cool event.
Yeah.
It was a nice event. You know, on the
food
record,
was great.
Strew, I'm
always
giving you a compliment to our listeners. Strew did a really nice job. You know, however you helped with that,
they didn't insult anybody.
No. You know, he did. He was kind of the man. I mean, I didn't realize he was in his element.
Right. So, but I did call one guy old timer because I knew he was
hard on half
the show or something.
No,
but
he,
you know, he's.
He was, He was like Boomer. He wouldn't shut up.
And I said, the Viagra is enough, but yeah.
So I let him get out of his chair. All right, guys, look at the time. Let's keep moving here. Alex McStott, remember we talked to him about bagging a bear last fall?
Yeah.
Kevin Drevnik, we're talking about the Military Memorial Fund. Daniel Drevnik, that is, a memorial fund. We talked to Kev, dad, a little while ago. We're going to check in with him, talk about that. Maybe Cindy Jo Scholer of American Idol. We might be talking.
We're planning on it.
A lot of fingers crossed here in Studio A of 105 The Ticket. And we're back. I love this show. Minnesota Deer Classic. Zach, our guest on Ticket Outdoors. When we come back, thank you to our sponsors, Dan Southside Marine, Fleet Farm, Alumacraft, Lakes Trading Company, and welcome on board, would you please, boys and girls, Custom Truck Accessories.
Sports and legal issues. They don't mix very often, do they? Join Marsh Hallberg with Bob Sansevier every Tuesday afternoon at 3.
With Aaron Hernandez. Is there times when you think everything about him screams that he's guilty, but some juror finds reasonable doubt?
Yeah, I've won cases I should never win, and I've lost cases I should never lose. I think lawyers will be honest. They'll tell you there are things we do in trial that we do only because juries expect us to.
Marsh Hallberg, every Tuesday afternoon at 3, powered by Smart Start MN, 105 The Ticket.
Get moving and stay active. Mills Fleet Farm has Avia and New Balance athletic shoes on sale for the entire family. They're all 20% off. Fill your feeders with KT Wild Bird Food, a 20-pound bag, $5.99. Keep your home comfortable with a 30-pint Perfect Air dehumidifier for just $129.99. And warm up meals with hearty Bear Creek soup mix, chicken noodle, chunky potato, and others. Get two, just $4.98 at Mills Fleet Farm.
The iconic Minnesota Deer Classic Sport Expo is back at the National Sports Center in Blaine, March 6th through the 8th, featuring the biggest names in the hunting industry with new products, techniques, and seminars. Chat with top guide services, and official antler and trophy measuring is free. Bring the kids for the fishing pond and join the boys from the Ticket Outdoors Sunday, March 8th for a live broadcast from 11 to 1. That's the Minnesota Deer Classic at the National Sports Center in Blaine from March 6th through the 8th. For more info, visit nscoutdoors.org.
Smokes! That's the fourth straight kill shot.
I've been getting in some practice.
Is that a new rifle, too?
Yep. Traded for it. Make that five.
Lakes Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, and receive expert firearms training. Permit to carry classes are also available at the indoor range. LakesTradingCo.com.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan Southside Marine's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DanSouthsideMarine.com.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105.
We rerun the... Oops, I got a little... That's not like me to jump in there early, certainly. We rerun Ticket Outdoors Sunday mornings at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. That sounds about right.
That sounds about right. Sunday morning,
If we mess it up, just say it's Eastern time.
Drew nodded yes. And you can find the podcast on 105theticket.com. Sometime in the next couple of days, Alex McStott talking about bear hunting. Kevin Drevnik talking about the Dan Drevnik Memorial Fund.
Lake Winnipeg ice fishing, technicality.
Lake what?
Winnipeg ice fishing.
Don't get me into trouble, man.
Yeah, hey, well, this is an outdoor show, right?
Yeah.
But do you hear about the guy?
Let's go golfing.
No. This is could be a true story. Four guys go hunting every year, the same four guys every year, and one of the guys, his wife, would not let him go this year because he does something every weekend. She says, no, this year, you've been doing this every year. This is our week, and that's all there is to it. And his buddies are all upset about it, of course. They get up to the camp Friday evening, and this guy's in the cabin already having a beer, might be reading a book, and they say, my God, what happened? He's, you're not going to believe this. He said, I come home from work yesterday, and my wife answered the door, and she's wearing a negligee, those nylons with the funny lining back and high heels, those kind of things,
yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And she gives me a cocktail. I think, what's going on? She takes me by the hand and walks me through the living room, and I see on the dining room table the book 50 Shades of Grey. I said, oh, my God. So we have a few cocktails, laugh a little bit. She takes me into the bedroom, and I look in the bedroom, and there's the guy said there's rose petals, there's champagne, there's silk scarves, there's handcuffs, everything's there. And he goes, my God. And the guy said, what do you do next? He said, well, she asked me to tie her arm or tie her legs very softly with the scarves. So I do. I tie them to the bedpost. And I said, then what?
He said,
this is unbelievable. I love this book. I love it. She goes, one
Get
more thing.
Get your hands out of your pockets,
she says,
Dad.
She says, one more thing. She says, come on, let's do it. He said, what's that? Take the handcuffs. He handcuffs her to the bed, and she goes, all right, now, baby, anything you want. He says, anything? She says, you bet. And the guy says, so, here I am.
Hey, Zephyr! Oh, that wasn't for you.
I'm crazy.
Sorry, that meant later in the show.
You're working on it.
A little Cindy Jill.
Hey, who do we have tonight, my friend? Who do you have sitting right to your left?
Zach Barrett, Minnesota Deer Classic. The guys were broadcasting out there Sunday, 11 to 1. I remember when we used to get a cushy Saturday spot, but we've been demoted to Sunday, 11 to 1, and we'll be broadcasting from the men's room.
And you know the worst part about that Sunday appointment as a show as compared to a Saturday?
Yeah.
We're never going to find a place for breakfast. That place we went to last year, what's it called?
Oh, I love that
it was,
place.
It was, yeah, and I've been
the
there a couple of times.
With a P, right?
The old Piper. The old Piper.
Love the old Piper.
But they didn't have oatmeal anyway for me.
No.
Have to do the old Piper again.
Yeah, I'll do the old Piper. I love
let's
old
talk,
Piper.
Let's talk about the Minnesota Deer Classic.
Minnesota Deer Classic. I love this one. We're kicking off March with the Minnesota Deer Classic up at the Blaine Sports Center. Zach, welcome back to Ticket Outdoors, buddy.
How we doing?
Hanging in there. We're doing good. We're enjoying life.
Yeah, it's nice and minus 20 degrees out.
Minnesota Deer Classic. My half-assed producer didn't put the website on. What's the website?
NSCOutdoors.org.
Oh, that's right, because he figures I probably know it by now. NSCOutdoors.org?
Yep.
All right. So give us the times. What time are you guys swinging the doors open on Friday?
Friday 1 to 8,
yeah.
And then we're going to do Saturday 10 to 6.
This one's always such a big one. You know, you got your Northwest Sports Show. You got a lot of big shows that cover a lot of things. Minnesota Deer Classic, you guys are focused in on the deer stuff, but it's always so jammed up there. I mean, Minnesota's a deer hunting state. Say what you want about fishing and this and that, but the Minnesota Deer Opener, probably still the number one holiday in the state, guys, you think?
For sure.
Fishing opener, maybe a close second.
It's one of those
Christmas.
One of those deals where deer hunting in this state, you have no issues getting get out of jail free card for your kids.
Hey, Zach, let me ask you this: you're with the Blaine Sports Center. That's where this is going to be, right?
Yep.
Okay, we're talking about deer hunting, and we've been there. I've gone every year, as a matter of fact, whether we've been on the show or not. And it is a wonderful venue. It's exciting, like a little kid in a candy store, like I always say, to walk around. Okay, deer hunting starts in November 4th or 5th or whatever. Why not do this in July or August?
You got to see the new stuff for 15. You don't want to be waiting until right before the season starts. You want to get it all in March, April, get it going, get out there, start working everything out.
Then you hit the outdoor season. Everybody's out trying to get them into a show in the summer, and it's a lot more difficult this time of the year. We've got one more cold weekend left, and thank you, maybe not one more, but at least one more cold weekend, and that's a great time to get out to shows and see all the new stuff and get excited and know exactly how much money you're going to have to stick under the paint can in the garage and squirrel away from the family to get all that new jazz that you want. What's new this year, 2015, for the Minnesota Deer Classic?
Bringing back the measures, so we're going to do that.
Yeah, that's
pre-measuring.
I mean, you guys got them lined up literally out through the parking lot for that. So you guys start the measuring. On Friday, you can bring them in, drop your mounts off.
Yep.
And then do you collect your mounts on Sunday?
You can do it whenever you want. If you want to leave them the whole weekend, you can. You can pick them up the same day. We're actually going to run daily contests.
It's free.
Yep. The measuring's free. You can also, if you qualify, you can get in the record book. That is provided by the Minnesota Measures.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the National Sports Center, but so I don't know the costing on that.
You know, one of the awesome things about the Minnesota Deer Classic, which is this weekend at the National Sports Center in Blaine, opens up Friday, what is it, Zach, 1 to 8 p.m.?
Yep.
And then Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 4, is Zepp was talking about the measurement for your deer rack, and it's free. But even if you don't have a deer rack to bring in there that you think might be Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young or whatever, go in there and check it out, because it's a huge display of these beautiful white-tailed deer racks that normally you wouldn't see.
Can you watch?
It's amazing.
The mounts are amazing. Any new mounts? Now, last year we had that gal out at Kruger Farms that won that sweepstakes, and I'm sorry I don't remember her name. Yeah, I don't have that kind of memory. What's her name? Val?
Melon something.
Melons.
Melody.
She shot that big buck and that monster buck out of Kruger's Farms and had a great story to tell, and they had the mount out there. Any new mounts this year?
There's that one that was shot down in Houston County, that big 240-inch.
Is that the Livingston buck or no?
I'm not 100% sure which one it is. It's that one that was, I think it was shot last year.
Yeah, you always have some amazing mounts out there. I'm wondering, Zach, can you watch them do the measuring process?
Yep. So yep, you can stand right there.
Yeah, I've watched them do this thing like four or five different times, not at the Minnesota Deer Classic yet, but, you know, at DNR things out at the fair or whatever. I still can't get it all figured out exactly how they do it. It's not that complicated, but it's a pretty cool process to watch them measure it and start adding up the numbers and watching some of these get close to that. What is the Boone and Crockett?
I forget. 170.
170. And get close to some of these scores. So
you were talking about, are there going to be any new mounts out there? And I think I can guarantee one of the new mounts is going to be out there. There's a gentleman we spoke to about a month ago.
Yes.
Who shot the big buck just north in the Shoreview area, just north of the Army Ammunition Plant.
And that was this is one of these park hunts that you get special permits for.
Right. That was a story. He saw that thing like five different times, and it turned out to be a 206 or 207.
Yep. Yeah, he actually drew on it 15 times.
Yeah, is that right? Great stories. He's going to be out there. Matter of fact, I'll get a hold of him again. Maybe he'll stop by and BS with us on Sunday.
Love to have him on the show. Zach, you're out there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the National Sports Center in Blaine, and you're doing the two buildings again. Right, I imagine there's seminars and then the exhibitors and displays.
Correct.
Talk about some of the seminars. Last year it was a who's who. If you turned on your television and you like the outdoor shows, whether it's on the Sportsman's Channel, you're going to see a lot of those faces. We saw a lot of big hitters out there. Again, I'm terrible with names, but I watch all their shows.
This year we don't have too many big celebrities coming back, but we do have a lot of good guys.
The Ticket Outdoors crew. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Your local celebrities.
Right. We're talking about seminars though. But for some of the seminars, how's that looking this year?
Really good. We're going to actually have a good base on it. We're going to talk a little bit about whitetails. We're going to talk about property management. We're going to talk about bear hunting and throw a little bit of turkey hunting in there. So we're going to have a wide array for a lot of people.
I want to talk turkeys. I want to talk property management. It's something that Boomer and I talk about often on the show. When we come back, talking more Minnesota Deer Classic with Zach Barrett on Ticket Outdoors.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
He shot down every screamer who's been crowing that he's washed up, that he's busted up, and that he should hang them up. He's not going to do it.
Passionate sports talk on your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
Boomer here from The Ticket Outdoors and my friends at Alumacraft Boats, the official boat sponsor of The Ticket Outdoors. Even though the temps are cold, and you guys know I love to talk about ice fishing, right now is an awesome time to buy a new boat because Alumacraft is featuring their annual AlumaCash promotion. Get instant rebates of up to $1,600 to use as a down payment or subtract from the sale price. See your local dealer and find out why Minnesota's Alumacraft is the best deal on the water.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They'll grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan's Southside Marina's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DansSouthsideMarine.com.
Get moving and stay active. Mills Fleet Farm has Avia and New Balance athletic shoes on sale for the entire family. They're all 20% off. Fill your feeders with KT Wild Bird Food, a 20-pound bag, $5.99. Keep your home comfortable with a 30-pint Perfect Air dehumidifier for just $129.99. And warm up meals with hearty Bear Creek soup mix, chicken noodle, chunky potato, and others. Get two, just $4.98 at Mills Fleet Farm.
Love it. Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Joe Giuliano deserves a big thank you at least once every show, probably more often than that, for that this beautiful, listen to me, fantastic intro music.
Yeah, prayers to Joe Giuliano and his family because he's having some physical issues. Pulling for you, pal. Thank you very much for the music. Yeah. You'll be with us until the day we go, pal.
Minnesota Deer Classic up at the Sports Center in Blaine. NSCSports.org is the website if you want to check out the seminars. We've got tickets to give away. To win tickets, now message our Facebook page. Boomer, that is at?
Facebook.com/theticketoutdoors.
Wow. Just get on there and message us, I want tickets. Post it, message it. We're going to give away 2 4-packs to the Minnesota Deer Classic this weekend up in Blaine. So,
or pictures or
one more time, Facebook, you want to message us, I want tickets, and what is it again?
Facebook.com/theticketoutdoors, or go to your Facebook search bar and just type The Ticket Outdoors, and we'll pop up.
Yeah, we will be checking profile pictures if you're a pretty lady. Special consideration will be given. Or first come, first serve. Zach, we're talking about the Minnesota Deer Classic. Thanks for coming in, driving on down tonight. I know it's a busy week for you. We're talking about some of the seminars that you have up there in the couple of buildings. One's really the exhibitors and the mounts and all that good stuff. And then I think they do the measuring over in the seminar building too, don't they, as well? Is that where you drop your mount off?
Yeah.
Schwann's?
The Schwann Center.
Yeah, the same building where we were last time.
Right, exactly. Tom Mesnard has a total land management seminar up there. I'm on nscsports.org and checking out some of the Minnesota Deer Classic presenters and activities you've got there. And we talk about total land management. I think everybody that's talking deer here in 2015 is talking about low morale. One of the lowest, if not lowest, harvest we've had in 25 years here in Minnesota.
You know, we only shot about 139,000 deer this year, and that is our lowest in 25 years.
Yeah.
And as deer hunters, and this being a big part of one of our economy and two of our culture here, if you're not happy with the way the deer herd population is being managed in the state of Minnesota or the way things are going, shoot them! Not shoot talking em. About wolves here. But show up to the National Sports Center in Blaine, because there's a lot of ways to learn how to get involved to help our population, not just complain about wolves like me, that we should be complaining. But, you know, get out there and learn about these seminars about how to get your land in a good place with food plots, proper protection for these deer from predators like wolves, as well. Get out there and learn from the DNR going to be there, the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, which, listen, folks, this is a nonprofit organization that can help us lobbying to get money from the Power of Inc. and legislation. There's a lot of ways to learn about how to help our Minnesota deer population if you just go to this show instead of sitting and complaining.
Old Clyde Zepp, Papa Zepp, would always tell me that when times are good, and he talks about cycles, when everything's down, birds are down, waterfowl's down. I know they're birds too, but I'm talking upland and waterfowl and deer. Our big game, everything seems to go in cycles. And when fishing, when everything kind of, some of our species go down and then they come back.
Yes.
But we get cocky when the times are good and you've got birds everywhere and the skies are filled with them and everybody's, got their choice of a nice buck and then an extra doe tag to throw in the freezer. But it's during these downtimes, I'm looking here at Tom Mesnard, and I'm just focusing on this one seminar topic. On Friday, I'd like to be out there at 3 p.m., food plots on a budget. The kind of things we can do to maintain our herds here in Minnesota. We can all yell at the DNR. We can all point fingers. We can all sit there at happy hour and go, those sons that don't know how to run anything and they've mismanaged. But you know what? To be honest with it, most of it's privately owned land that we're talking about here. And how do we, how do we manage our own land, especially in the downtimes? Now's the time to do a little bit more. And you're going to find a bunch of those seminars out at the Minnesota Deer Classic.
And I tell you, for our listeners, for about the Minnesota Deer Classic, that is this weekend at the National Sports Center in Blaine. Doors kick open Friday at 1 o'clock. That party's going to last on Friday night till 8 p.m. Saturday, it opens at 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. And then Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You know, my dad and I, we have about 160 acres up in Backus, Minnesota, that we talk about our deer camp. And this year, we're really in a better place to talk about how you get food plots started. And I can tell you, I've been hunting and fishing for a long time, like you guys, 20-something years in the deer stand with dad and mom. And we're talking about food plots, and there's not a lot of free resources of people out there that can talk to you about how you get started. And that's one of the things I love about this Tom Messnard on Friday on March 6th at 3 p.m. at the Minnesota Deer Classic is, folks, you pay your admission, which I think is about 10 bucks, or message us at facebook.com/theticketoutdoors, get a free pair of tickets, and you can learn from this guy about how to get food plots started. And I'm guessing, Zach, I don't want to speak for him, but I'm guessing if you stick around after the guy's seminar, you can shoot the bull with them a little bit, and he'll probably give you some hints offline as well.
Oh, yeah, and he's also going to have a booth at the show, too, so you can stop in and check him out. So you don't necessarily have to just sit in that thing and with a group of people and just get the generalization. So you can actually go through it and then go back with him and focus on what you're looking at, because there's so many different topics.
And we mentioned Tom Messnard out there at 3 o'clock. He's also doing a seminar on Saturday and Sunday as well. Again, go to nscsports.org to see the seminar times. Piggyback that with, at 5 o'clock, Kyle Thompson, Prairie Land Management. Kyle's management style, I'm on the website here, focuses on increasing carrying the capacity to hold more doe groups with smaller home ranges. We're talking about the smaller plots. Some guys only have 40, not 160 acres, something more range, and therefore more dominant bucks. That's at 5 o'clock. Kyle also giving seminars on Saturday and Sunday. So it's, I love to come out and check out the big groovy mounts and the non-typicals, and that's very sexy, and get a mount measured and all that good jazz and the fun stuff with all the new gear coming out. But also plan your trip around which seminar works for your, you know, private hunting plot and all that good jazz. True.
I was going to say that cheap SOB Zach would fork up a ticket over this way. I'd stop out there Friday and talk to that guy about the food plots because...
Wow.
Because...
Wow.
Because... Hey, I seriously about this. We want to talk more about the Deer Classic, of course, but we own a property in Lionel Lakes on the south end, north end of Lionel Lakes, south end of the Hugo area. Still Lionel Lakes, is 10 acres. It's an investment property, and we have a guy across the street who farms it every year. Switches from corn to whatever he does, hay and whatnot.
Rotating
okay.
The crop.
If I was said, okay, no more farming, how long would it take for me to make that into a food plot that is going to be sustainable to some decent pheasants or something like that? What's it take?
Well, just plan it. I mean, you can
just
do
a year,
it.
A couple of years?
Yeah,
really?
you can do it in a season. Now, to hold, and it depends what your neighbors are doing as well, and that's why it's good to get kind of a township meeting kind of thing going and everybody get on the same page. Of course, that's a good way to start some fights as well. But, I mean, once you start putting in a food plot, it's going to start attracting habitat right away, especially if your neighbors want to mow down their grand or land or mismanage their property.
I'm surrounded by houses for the most part. I'm the only 10-acre piece around there for the most part.
Well, now you've got to get them in through their houses and their property, so it may take some more time. But you're going to, I think, in the first year, you're going to see some. Anytime you put cover in, anytime you put a food plot, they're just like we are with buffets and happy hours.
Right.
It's going to attract people. Going to attract wild game.
No, I take that back for a second. I've got a guy next to me who's got 10. There's open land behind me, but there's new development within a quarter of a mile all the way around us.
As I watch these shows on the Sportsman's Channel in different places, and I go to events like the Minnesota Deer Classic up in Blaine, I'm surprised how complicated it is exactly when you want to put your food plot in, when you want it to peak, when you want to thin it out a little bit. So there's a little bit more to it than just going out and planting some millet or corn.
Go ahead. Well,
and one of the other things that I think is critical, Zep and Strew, to talk a little bit about your buddy who's saying, okay, well, how long is it going to take to get started? One of the things that I learned in my research, and I'm going to have a dialogue with these folks at the Minnesota Deer Classic this weekend at the National Sports Center in Blaine, is the fact of get your soil tested.
Yeah,
right? That's something that a lot of folks seem to overlook.
Especially if you're closer to urban areas.
Right. Yeah. You know, some folks are like, oh, I heard, I got to plant turnips or I got to do. Well, maybe your soil isn't ready for that. It doesn't mean that down the line you can't put that type of vegetation in on your property, but you're going to have to work your soil over to have the right nutrients to do it. And by God, I would have no idea unless you did the research. And the other seminar that I'm really interested in taking a look at is this managing your property for big or small, big or small for big bucks from Thomas Nard on Saturday at 7 to 3. And then there's another one on Sunday about small property management for whitetails.
Yeah.
So, Zach, I got to give kudos to you guys at NSC Outdoors that this weekend at the Minnesota Deer Classic, there's three or four seminars that are free with your paid admission that are all about property management for folks that want to get their property ready for deer hunting.
Well, that's the big thing right now with everybody. They want to get the right cover, the right food plot. They want to get the right stand placement. Everybody's having that down year.
Hey, we're just a month away from planting season, boys and girls.
So they want to come on that big upswing because they see the people on TV doing those things and taking the time and the energy. And it's not something that happens overnight. It's something that you got to put hours and hours and hours of into, you know, throughout from May through August. You know, you got a lot more. You'll plan more than you're ever going to hunt.
Our guest, Zach Barrett, here with Minnesota Deer Classic up at the Blaine Sports Center, nscsports.org for the times. They kick the doors open at 1 o'clock on Friday. Shrew, you're not going to like this.
Because I'm going to like it.
I know that you like the fact that if we don't give away all of our free tickets, then you get some free tickets. But we already have a winner for the first four-pack, David Powell. Thanks. Come on down to the station, 2000 Southeast Elm Street, and pick them up sometime between, what do we open this, 8:30? And we're open 8:30 to 9:30 every day, 9:30 a.m., 5:30. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a full work day. I've never seen people in the building.
Well, it doesn't work a full work day.
David Powell, come on down to 2000 Southeast Elm Street. It's KQ93X and 105 The Ticket, and pick up your four pack. That means we still have another four pack to give away on what's our Facebook page?
Facebook.com/theticketoutdoors, or just go into the Facebook search bar.
I want those tickets. Yes, Drew.
Hey, so far we've been talking about things that are interesting to people like ourselves, avid hunters, experienced hunters, whatnot. What's happening for families and young kids at the Minnesota Deer Classic?
You got to drag the kids along.
Yeah. Yeah. Sunday is going to be Kids Day.
Great.
So what we're doing is the kids that are 14 and under, the first 150 through the door, are getting a free Minnesota Deer Classic hat.
Cool.
And then we're also running a promotion at 12 to 2 in our super rink next door that if you show your wristband that you're at the Deer Classic, it's free open skate, includes a skate rental.
Oh,
so we're
boy.
Trying to bring families out. And
boy, that's going to keep them busy while dad can really strut and do his stuff. And mom, too.
Right. And then we're also doing, in the southwest corner of the building, we're actually going to have our Victory Links golf course. A lot of people aren't sure that we have an 18-hole golf course.
Now I know why Shrew asked.
Yeah, so we're going to do a little putting contest over there. You know, go in and you have a chance to win a free round of golf.
Some money on the line here, boys and girls. Put your money where your mouth is.
I don't know if you've ever golfed at Victory Links, but it's really a fun golf course for all different kinds of levels as well.
Right.
Hey, let's talk about, I think what probably was one of the most popular events that took place last year was the
Shed dog competition.
Shed dog stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Of course, the shed dog competition. Now, you had Doc and Kennels out there last year. Are they handling the competition again this year?
Yeah, they are. We've been working with Tom on that one, and we're actually going to run two different times on Saturday at 10:30 and at 4:30. Dawkins Oak Ridge Kennels is the ones that are actually putting it on. So there's a registration form on our website, nscoutdoors.org, and you can go there and pre-register and have all that sent over to, I think it's Sherry over at Dawkins. And then Mike Wieben's going to be up there from Dawkins or Oak Ridge Kennels. And he's actually going to do another seminar at 1 o'clock.
Hey, do me a favor. For my gorgeous wife, Diana, who's in the hot tub right now, explain what this is all about. It's not about, we're not going to look at dog shedding here. What's the dog shed all about?
The shed dog stuff is, nowadays, shed hunting in March and April has been a big thing lately the last few years, trying to manage property. And a lot of people want to maximize their efforts. So they're training their dogs, whether they're hunting dogs or just house dogs, they're training those to actually go out and search out sheds to help them out and cover a lot more ground. Because obviously they can work harder than we can. So we might as well use whatever we can to make sure that we can cover our ground in a short amount of time.
Well, it's become popular, hasn't it? My Lord.
Yeah, and I tell you, the amazing thing about shed dog hunting is what we learned from Tom. We've had Tom Dockin on as a guest a few times, is that these people that are not only using their hunting dogs or their house dogs, but for the hunting dogs, for shed dog hunting in March and April, it doesn't take away from your bird dogs that are into pheasant hunting or duck hunting.
Am I going to ruin my dog if I teach them, if I get out there and they start, then I'm going to take them out in the field and they're going to be looking for antlers when I'm trying to throw up birds. Yeah,
right. And it keeps your dog in shape, which in March and April can be an issue in Minnesota.
Speaking of birds, guys, we have a couple of minutes left. One of these things that seems to coincide with deer hunting, I've only learned in the last couple of years, is turkey hunting. You know, you tend to throw turkeys in there like, oh, if you're a waterfowl hunter or you're an upland hunter. No, the guys and gals that are freaky about this one over here, turkey hunting, are the same ones that are freaky about deer hunting. And there's a little bit of that going on at the Minnesota Deer Classic as well.
Yep, we got Dick Alford going to be out there. He's got a booth, and he's also given a couple seminars about turkey hunting.
So now's the time.
Right. I mean, we're only a month away. It's going to be April before we know it, and you're going to be out in the woods chasing
turkeys. And a lot of guys and gals I know are just now getting into it, so they need the tips. They could use a little.
It's an up-and-coming sport in hunting to go out and do turkey hunting, because it's going to give you that springtime feel. You know, you have that itch. It's only April.
And Boomer, maybe you could address this. We talk about the cycles, the deer being down a little bit. Yep. Waterfowl, I think, was okay last year. I thought maybe down just a little bit. Maybe if they gave us that early teal hunt. I won't say another thing about that. But I hear turkeys, the population is robust, the word I heard.
You know, turkeys have been very successful in their habitat up here in Minnesota. And a true test of that is when you look at the season, we have an 8 season in Minnesota. I think it's 5-day periods for each season. It used to be that it was all basically lottery. Now it's just the first 3 seasons are lottery. And then after that, you can buy a tag over the counter. The other thing I love about turkey hunting and the timing of this National Sports Center this weekend at the Minnesota Deer Classic there is the fact that you can still go to the Deer Classic and learn about turkey hunting and have time to buy a tag to use what you've learned at the Deer Classic for turkey hunting.
Right.
The other nice thing about turkey hunting, a couple things. One, you can use some of the same base layer system stuff you use, like what I use from Scent Blocker for turkey hunting, for deer hunting.
Right.
And then the other piece is you can start to get an early read on patterning your deer. I understand when deer go into rut in November or maybe in October, late October, they start thinking a little honeymoonish, that their pattern starts to change. But you can start to develop that pattern of those bucks and deer when you're out turkey hunting, because you are completely stealth and you can start to see the trails, where they're using, where their waterways, and all that kind of good stuff.
Leave your purple Vikings cap at home. Hey, listen, Zach, we've got to wrap it up here. Minnesota Deer Classic at the National Sports Center up in Blaine. The website, nscsports.org, for the seminar times. You guys will kick the door open this Friday at 1 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday. Free mount measuring and all
free
the things.
Free mount?
That we talked about.
Wow,
free
what's
mount.
On your mind?
Maybe. No, I'm not even going to say it.
Yes. Cindy Slower. Cindy Slower, yeah.
Let's take the high road here. And we'll be up there broadcasting from 11 to 1 on Sunday. We'd love to see our listeners out there come on by and say hi. Zach, maybe stick around in case Cindy might have just hung up on our producer right now. But feel free to hang around. We'll be back with more of Ticket Outdoors.
Now it's time to crown a champion. The Minnesota Boys High School Hockey Championships on Sports Radio 104. Five, the Ticket.
Jorge Beckett scores!
Both Class A and Double A. Every game of the state tournament on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be live right here. Coverage starts Thursday at 11 a.m.
Blocks his shot, races it on goal.
Presented by Nature's Fury NutraDrink.
This is Pete Wagner. Wall-to-wall coverage on your home for the boys' state tournament. Sports Radio 105, the Ticket.
Get moving and stay active. Mills Fleet Farm has Avia and New Balance athletic shoes on sale for the entire family. They're all 20% off. Fill your feeders with KT Wild Bird Food, a 20-pound bag, $5.99. Keep your home comfortable with a 30-pint Perfect Air dehumidifier for just $129.99. And warm up meals with hearty Bear Creek soup mix, chicken noodle, chunky potato, and others. Get two, just $4.98 at Mills Fleet Farm.
Boomer here from the Ticket Outdoors. And my friends at Alumacraft Boats, the official boat sponsor of the Ticket Outdoors. Even though the temps are cold, and you guys know I love to talk about ice fishing, right now is an awesome time to buy a new boat, because Alumacraft is featuring their annual AlumaCash promotion. Get instant rebates of up to $1,600 to use as a down payment or subtract from the sale price. See your local dealer and find out why Minnesota's AlumaCraft is the best deal on the water.
If you love the outdoors, then you probably have a truck that you love too. Custom Truck Accessories can help protect your truck from the rigors of outdoor activities. They have custom seat covers and floor mats to protect against the the mud and dirt from the field. Toppers and tonneau covers to protect your gear. If you're a truck guy, you'll appreciate the knowledge and experience of the Custom Truck Accessories crew. Visit CustomTruckAccess.com or stop by their store to see what a difference being family-owned can make for you.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Yes, we're watching that old familiar tap dance. In the next studios, our producer tries to get a hold of our next guest, but that's all right. You know, we knew... Yeah,
let's talk a little more deer hunting. You know, I'm getting pretty jacked up about deer hunting. For
that's because you killed one last fall.
I did. You know, I did luck out. About 10 minutes left on opening day. It just says, you know, just sticking it out till the very end, Zep. And I had some scent, some doe in heat out there. And this Mr. Basket 8-point buck came a running in. And with a few minutes left, I was lucky enough to score a beautiful buck. But that just says about staying in the stand and the memories. But you know what I enjoyed most about last year hunting Zach? And for our listeners who don't know, Zach was kind of a big wig with some big companies before he joined NSC Outdoors. But
well, I hope I properly kissed enough ass tonight.
Well, yeah, he's got some good connections. You know, it was the fact that this year I was able to get out in the stand with three generations of Stalemax. I had my dad and Sophia out there, and it was really something special where we hunt up in Bacchus, Minnesota. When you're out there with your daughter who's 8 years old and everything seems to be a big deer, and you're out there with your dad, and it was just really something special. And I think that's something for the parents out there that are thinking about going to the Minnesota Deer Classic that is this weekend at the National Sports Center, there's a lot of family stuff out there. Now, Zach, tell our listeners a little bit about what kind of vendors are you going to have there?
Everybody from anything, resorts, stuff like that, up to just standard retailers.
All right. Hey, guys, I hate
to
interrupt
you. CJ, right?
I know. Well, CJ is going to be out there as well.
Hang on. CJ did get a hold of me today. CJ Slower.
Am I turning this phone call up or not?
Oh, you got CJ on the. Is CJ a real person?
Be there, Stru?
No, she was at Iowa Deer Classic. I misunderstood.
Oh, she's at the Iowa Deer Classic this weekend.
Wow.
I was only a state away.
It's only their competition.
Yeah, smooth.
I was only a state away. I was only. But they've already done.
Calm down, Joe. We got a lot of adrenaline going here. Cindy, Joe, Schuller.
Slower.
Like bunch of toms strutted out in the field. I just saw CJ and Stru and R.L. strut. Hey,
Cindy, right, Joe, welcome to Ticket Outdoors.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, I think these guys are in rut. I don't know what's going on. We're having a nice, mellow, well-paced show, and then we get the producer going, thumbs up, we've got Cindy Joe on the phone, and everybody starts freaking out.
Awesome.
Congratulations, by the way, on your run on American Idol. Very cool stuff. And one of our own Minnesota gals, you're from Bram.
North Branch.
No, well, I was in the neighborhood. I'm sorry.
Close.
I'm sorry.
You're from Minnesota.
I was very prepared for this interview a couple of weeks ago, but you weren't feeling well. You had the same crud that everybody else was fighting.
I was down with the crud. No fun at all. I was very sick.
Now, so Cindy Jo Schloer, I have S-C-H-O-L-O-E-R. That's not right, is it?
L-O-E-R.
Yeah, see, I've got a nice, that's why I pronounced it. Now, you're playing down at the Iowa Deer Classic this weekend. Is that right?
I am, yes. We are playing there Friday night. They're doing a little project for a wounded veteran, so we're really excited about it.
You should be. Your band is Dirt Road Dixie?
Yes.
Now, is this a band you've put together since your run on American Idol, or was this a band that was together before that?
We were together for just a few months before.
Yeah.
So we're very new, but the word's spreading fast, which is great.
I'm sure they're glad to have you back. Thanks for joining us tonight on Ticket Outdoors. I imagine your schedule has got to be crazy now, right?
It has, yes, which is very exciting for us because obviously as musicians, that's what we want to do. We want to stay busy and be playing as much as we can. So we're very busy. We're all over.
Hey, CJ, it's Boomer. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. So I got a question for you. You know, on the American Idol, I watched some of the clips of the intro, and they really featured the fact that you were a Minnesota girl that loves to hunt and fish.
Boomer, may I be rude and interrupt you? You know what? I have audio of her audition, But I wonder if all of our listeners...
I was about to propose.
Let me answer for
just
her.
Kidding.
No, thanks.
All right.
No, but Cindy Jo, do you mind if we play a little bit of audio from your audition at American Idol?
No, that'd be great.
Okay, now this was about... When did this air?
The original audition aired in the beginning of January.
All right, in the beginning of January. We're going to go back. Now, this is where, for those... maybe familiar with American Idol or not, you just walk out, and your judges this year for this season were?
Keith Urban, Harry Connick Jr., and Jennifer Lopez.
Wow. How are the nerves?
High.
Yeah, very high. Here we go. Cindy Jo Schloer from North Branch right here in Minnesota on American Idol. Yeah, that should be working. Well, of course
this
not.
This is a well-oiled machine.
Push
all
the
right,
other
I
button.
Know. No, that's not.
Hey, Cindy. Well, Steve Struzinski.
Can I finish my questions?
Oh yeah, never mind, Cindy.
Thank
I'm just
you,
a. I'm
got
just
it.
A.
I
never
got
mind. Never
I got
mind.
It. Here we go.
Trust me, we have a good show here, Cindy. Trust me.
Wow, this thing is just not working.
I see Zepp blushing.
Why if I play a commercial break, it's gonna work.
Cindy, right. Do you know who Brian Zepp is? Have you heard of the name Brian Zepp?
I haven't.
Well, good. Neither has 99% of the world. That's okay.
So, CJ, hey, it's Boomer here. On a serious point, I love the fact when I saw the clip that they highlighted that you were a Minnesota girl that loves to hunt and fish, and then they showed some film of you and your boyfriend out there hunting and what that. How did that come about? I mean, when you were going through the interview process where they're like, okay, not only can this girl sing, but this would be great for ratings to talk about how she loves to hunt and fish and shoot pistols. Or how did all that take place?
Well, once you make, it's obviously like preliminary rounds. So once you make like a celebrity round, they kind of sit you down and ask about your home life. And my biggest thing going into it was I'm not going to put on a cover. I want people to... know who I truly am. I'm so proud of where I'm from and what I do and, you know, what I love to do. And so when they sat me down, I told them and they loved it right off the bat. They're like, you hunt? So they were a little shocked. That's why I made it clear, you know, don't let the makeup and the fancy clothes and the fancy cowgirl boots fool you, because on stage, you know, we like to look nice, but You better believe it that I'm ready to get down and dirty and out in the woods on the weekend. So,
CJ, when you had the opportunity to talk with Harry Connick Jr. and Jennifer Lopez and Keith Urban, what were they like in person? I mean, you see these type of celebrities on TMZ or American Idol or these major networks, and here's this Minnesota girl that loves to hunt and fish. Did you get a opportunity to like interact with them for a couple minutes, or is it just like you're in and out in 30 seconds?
We did a little bit, yeah. You know, Keith Urban is truly one of the most humble, down-to-earth guys you'd ever meet. Obviously, these people are world-renowned musicians and artists and songwriters and performers, and having his feedback of thanking me, he's like, you know, I love the crude, you know, the true country twang in your voice and the feel of your voice, and him noticing that meant a lot. He loved my cowgirl boots, which was pretty awesome. But we did chat just a little bit, and if you watch the clip of my audition in Minneapolis, right after it, a bear auditioned, so a guy in a bear suit.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so Harry made some pretty funny comments about, I had to say yes. I could picture her breaking into my room with a rifle in my face saying, why didn't you say yes?
Yeah.
So they kind of made a joke about it and also said, you know, that it was really cool that, I'm part of the, you know, the hunting scene, and it's a pretty male dominated sport, but us ladies are, stepping up and ready to take control.
Hey, Sandy, one more question about American Idol. And again, thanks for being on the Ticket Outdoors 105. What were your expectations? You're a very talented young lady. You must have a decent group. We're going to try to follow you one of these times. I'm going to go out and watch you guys. What were your expectations and hopes? How far did you hope you would get? Realistically,
just making it to Hollywood was a huge step for me. I haven't been singing very long. So just doing it, I guess. Just auditioning felt great.
One more time, congratulations for you, and I'm glad you made it on America. Now, let's talk about hunting and fishing. We saw all the photographs. You are not only an attractive lady, of course, you look very, very feminine, which is kind of cool. You're a tiny little girl, from what I can tell. How did someone like you want to get her fingers dirty when you were a little kid? Who's your mentor? How did all this start?
I have older brothers who hunt with my dad a lot, so I've got a little jealous. I was born November 4th, so right around rifle opener. So dad was always kind of gone for my birthday, and I was ready to spend a birthday with my dad. So that's what started it all.
So, CJ, with the visibility and the fame now with American Idol, and we talked a little bit earlier about how your schedule is really ramped up and you're super excited because a musician, that's what you want. Have you had any outdoor companies start knocking on your door saying, hey, we'd like to have you represent our brand or be an ambassador or pro staff?
I have, yes. I've been talking a little bit with like Just for Does and Just for Bucks, Luckless Clothing, Girls with Guns in the Game has also been chatting with us a little bit about some stuff. It's always been my dream to create a women's hunting attire. So I've been peeking around and chatting with a few people about that. And we've also been talking with Matthews Archery a little bit. So there has been, which is amazing. So it's all very exciting.
Well, I tell you what, CJ, as a boomer here again, as a dad of, you know, our daughter Sophia, who's 8 years old, and I was just talking before you came on, one of the coolest memories for me deer hunting, is as much as I love this sport and enjoy working in the outdoor industry, was having my daughter out in the deer stand with me. And what's really neat is, you know, when you go to the big box stores or you go out to Fleet Farm these days, you can see that they're starting to carry more and more of a women's line of hunting and fishing equipment. Do you see that as someone who now has a lot of visibility? Do you see the sport now more catering to equipment and apparel and gear that is built more for women?
I do, yes. I'm a very traditional girl. I don't like pink on my camouflage. but I love it. I love that, women are getting in the outdoors. They're getting into shooting competitions. There's a lot more girls shooting in archery leagues, in USPSA pistol leagues. I think it's great. I think it's awesome that, we're not afraid anymore. So it's great.
Hey, Cindy, when I first got a hold of you, my wife and I are old people in our 60s, and we enjoy sitting on our ass in the evenings having a cocktail, watching American Idol and The Voice and all of that. We'll talk about that sometime. But it was when I saw you come on, and they said you're from North Branch. I made a point of it, of course, to get the name down. North Branch, easy to find your mom, and your mom was so nice when I got a hold of her and I asked for you. And she was kind of excited that the radio station from the Twin Cities was calling. And your mom talks more than I do, I think, but she kept bragging about how good Cindy Joe is at this and this, and she mentioned archery as one of your huge loves, and she said, yeah, you are one of the best out there. Tell me all about your archery experience, and what is she talking about? Do you compete? What's going on there?
I shot archery leagues for many years. I started when I was like 13, 12 or 13, with an old alpine bow, and then I started shooting more and more. It was one thing that I knew if I concentrated on, I'd be better than my brothers. And my dad tends to brag a lot because I'm definitely better than my brothers.
Good for you. And you bow hunt as well? Not just competition, but you bow hunt as well?
Oh, yeah. We shot some bear with our bows this year. I bow fish. I've done carp tournaments. And
Jesus.
I love shooting my bow.
Talk about the pistols. I think you were mentioning that maybe your mom did. I think it was you that mentioned your boyfriend is a very, very, very talented man with the pistol. Am I correct? And you might be part of that as well?
It's actually my guitar player in my band.
Okay.
He is regional or national champion for USPSA pistols. I shot my first match last year. It's super awesome watching the sport grow. If you guys ever get a chance to get out, they shoot in Forest Lake. They shoot all over the place. It's fun to watch. It's fun to participate in. It's another, male-dominated sport. I was the only girl out on the range that day when I was shooting, and it's an adrenaline rush.
And you competed well?
Yeah.
Good for you. Go ahead, Boom.
Yeah, I want to get back to, as much as I love to talk about hunting and fishing, I want to take a couple steps back and actually ask about American Idol and this. What was it like? We're talking with CJ Slower here, who is a Minnesota girl who was on American Idol, made it to Hollywood. She loves to hunt and fish. She's got a band What is it, Strew? Dixie?
The dirt Road Dixie. We're going to go see her.
Dirt Road Dixie.
You bet.
CJ, tell us a little bit what that preliminary process was like for a Minnesota girl who just loves her roots of hunting and fishing.
Very intimidating. I stayed very true to who I was. You know, I kept you know, the cowgirl boots, the belt buckle, and just kind of my relaxed jeans kind of look. I didn't, you know, obviously I did my hair, I did my makeup, but I went into it truly wanting to stay true to who I was. And step by step through the process, you know, you're auditioning in front of producers, executive producers, you're auditioning in front of people who just work for the show. So there's a lot of rounds leading up to actually judging, you know, singing in front of the celebrity judges. So there's a lot of preparation of just telling myself, you know, to just stay true to who you are, have fun, keep the nerves as low as you possibly could, and kind of treat it as, you know, I'm shooting archery league. I'm shooting.
We have the audio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, and guess what, CJ? I think we got your audio.
I'll take you. I'm Cindy Jo Schlor. I'm 26 years old and from North Branch, Minnesota. It's bow season, too. You could, like, shoot something before you go home. Some of my hobbies are hunting, fishing. I like to bow fish. I shoot USPSA pistols. I've actually been hunting most of my life. Last weekend, my boyfriend and I actually got a bear bow hunting. I think the judges are looking for something unique. I think that having a little bit of that northern flair helps a little bit. And taking the confidence of shooting and being in the woods to the confidence of being on stage helps a lot. So I feel like that helps me stand out a little bit.
I'm crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you loved me as long as you wanted.
Atta girl, Cindy's. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Do you listen to that regularly, Cindy, and just say, I could have done better? Although you made it, that was your audition, and you made it, and that was wonderful. Do you ever listen to say, boy, I didn't do that part well?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Congratulations. Hey, one more thing about that. When you when they say, okay, you go to Hollywood, they let too many people go to Hollywood who don't deserve it, and you're not one of those, obviously. Do you pay your own way, or they get you to Hollywood?
They get us there, which is great.
But you got to get your ass home, right? You got to get your ass home.
Do they at least, CJ, do they put you up in some nice digs, or do they, like, squish you in with, like, four other contestants in a hotel room, or what's it like?
It was very, very nice. Beautiful place. Probably the nicest place I'll probably ever stay, to be honest with you. They treated us very well, so.
One other question here, because, you know, a lot of us think of American Idol, and we don't get the opportunity to talk to a Minnesota girl who loves to hunt and fish that was on it. When you're going through that final process and you get to Hollywood there, is there just paparazzi all over the place, or do they keep you pretty guarded from all of that?
There is, but they do keep us guarded. People would ask why we're there, and we just said, you know, we're here for a convention. But they did keep us guarded, but obviously outside the Orpheum where we're actually singing, there was a lot of photographers, videographers. But they kept us blocked off.
Hey, Cindy,
well.
I think Boomer forgot that the Ticket Outdoors 105 is a hunting and fishing show. And so let's talk a little bit about Just Kidding, Boomer. He's my good friend. Tell us one of the most exciting things that's ever happened to you on the water in the woods. And what are your goals as far as the next year or two? What do you want to hunt that you haven't hunted? What excites you in the woods or on the water?
One of the most exciting things was actually in my bear hunt this last year. I actually sat just a couple feet above my boyfriend, and we had three come in this year. The whole plan was for me to videotape. We were videotaping throughout the night. And it was just a cool experience being able to share that together. I'm a girl who likes to sit in a stand by myself. I'm quiet. I'm concentrated. So we don't sit together at all. That was our first time, and having that kind of experience together was super awesome. We bagged some really nice bear this year, and that was great. For this year, I would love to, I'd love to get something on the wall this year. We work really hard as hunters, working with food plots, and we're obviously, shoot for food. But it'd be nice to hang something on the wall this year. So that's my goal, is a bigger butt than the boyfriend.
All you have to do is come to the Minnesota Deer Classic at Blaine Sports Center on Sunday, but if you get a chance, and check that out and learn all about it, and we'll get you a big one on the wall. Boomer, you got something to say there?
No, I was just going to say, CJ, you know, it's a really pleasure to have you on the show. We really appreciate you taking some time. I know since American Idol, your schedule is probably blown up, but it was, again, really neat as you're now in this kind of role model for women in the outdoors for Minnesota to continue to stay true to your roots. So thanks for doing that.
Thank you. That is definitely a goal of mine. So
where's the next gig for the band?
We are Friday at the Deer Classic in Iowa, and we are Saturday at Crystal Bar in Mora playing a little hometown show. So big shows coming up, Fire on the Run, State Fair, Horse Expo. So stay tuned to the website, and we're giving away Winstock tickets. We're giving away Horse Expo tickets. So like and share our Facebook page, and you could be the winners.
One last question from me. Are you as pretty as you look on that picture when you're from the ticket? No, I'm just kidding. Of course you are. Of course you are. Hey, we will follow you on the web. I'm looking forward to seeing your band play. Keep hunting and fishing. And, boy, thanks for being on the Ticket Outdoors, all right? We'll talk to you later.
Hey, and give her a chance to plug her band. How do folks find you on the web, and what's your Facebook page, CJ?
Our Facebook page is Dirt Road Dixie. I also have my personal music page is Cindy Joe, and our website is dirtroaddixie.com.
Become, all right, there you go.
Take care, young lady. Thanks for being on the Ticket Outdoors.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great night.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we don't have any commercials.
Of
no,
silence.
We don't have jack shit in here, man. We don't. I don't know what to tell you. We don't have any commercials. We are out of computer.
Hey, should
so
I
keep talking.
Well, we are live, ladies and gentlemen, on the Ticket Outdoors. Just Big CJ. So it's true.
I can't even restart the computer from in here.
Let me tell you, I got something that I just found in the St. Paul Morning Paper. This is for a Boomer specifically. A Boomer, everyone knows that Boomer is on his bandwagon about getting rid of all the wolves. Not all the wolves, but
Alex, I need you to pipe in.
Yeah,
here.
No. This came in the St. Paul Morning Paper, so I cut it out. I was going to give Boomer some crap. Hang on a second, Boom. Be nice to me now. This was all in the St. Paul Morning Paper. In the Voyageurs National Parks and Place, there's been a wolf that has been running near snowmobiles. You read about this?
Yep.
And they're saying, the wolf hasn't attacked anyone, and officials say they don't think the animal is dangerous. Hang on, Boomer. He said, but anyway, they decided to close some of the several well-used snowmobile trails up there and reroute traffic and protect about a 2 or 3 mile area. And they also said it's a few more miles from the ride while we separate the people from the wolf. We have one report that the wolf is actually playful. That's what they're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I had a pet deer that was playful too.
Yeah.
I see you got a little piece of paper there from my dad's house, Stru.
And there's Boomer.
Anyways, Stru, why don't you man up and take a position? Are you for wolf hunting or not?
Yes, I'm for wolf hunting. I'm for wolf hunting. I am. I'm still not 100% convinced that they are devastating the moose population though. Hey, since Boomer mentioned this, this was nice. And Boomer was talking about moms and dads and raising kids and being in the outdoors and all that. And I was with the old man a couple of days back, and he saved this. And Boomer didn't know I was going to do this, but unfortunately he saw it. This is something that Boomer wrote when he was in 10th grade in 1992. And the old man, I've got the original out there, Vaughn, so make sure you take it back home. And I thought it was really neat because the old man saved it. He knows exactly where it is, and it's the exact same condition it was as it was in 1992. And Boomer wrote this for school. He calls it the Idea Journal, I think it is, but it says, Examine What You Know. And he said, I walked and the snow crunched under my feet. The sounds of nature surrounded my ears like bees in a beehive. Each animal mysteriously talking in its own way. The gun of mine being held by the strength of my two little hands, son, be careful, I love you, Dad said. The whisper of my dad while I was getting into my stand. I knew I had become a man, not a child, since this happened. I had a gun, and my dad trusted me with that gun and to be responsible with it. So, as I entered my stand and stood there for the whole day, I wasn't cold, for I knew the pride I had and the pride my dad had in me. And that was Boomer, hey, 1992.
Let me give you some love. Dad, you pulled that one out of the closet for me, huh?
Well, it's important. I tell you what, there's more important things than money, how much money you make, and those kind of the memories you have. That's something that's you, that's worth a lot more money than your dad could ever. I'd give you $50 for this. $50. If I give you, no. It's a wonderful story, and it's nice your old man to hang on to it. It meant a whole lot to him, and I bet you haven't thought about these in years, right?
Well, yeah, and I tell you, that's the one thing I do love about Minnesota deer hunting is it is such a family event. And the other piece about it is, as you're growing up as a kid, I felt a great deal of responsibility when my dad trusted me to give me a gun, and get out there in the woods. There's a huge deal of responsibility that comes with that. And I know, Zach, you've been deer hunting your whole life. Do you remember the first couple times you went out there?
Of course. I don't know that one either. There we go.
We got you.
Yeah, I remember the first time I went out. I remember every year that I've actually hunted with my dad.
So where's the first time you went out?
I went out just east of New Ulm, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Hunted the same piece of property for roughly 12 years. Since I've hunted, I've only hunted 1 year without my dad.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. Alex McStott, do you remember the first time you went deer hunting?
I do remember it. Me and my dad went out behind my parents' house in St. Augusta, and I was probably 6 years old, and my dad carried me up the tree and gave me a piggyback ride up. I lasted a solid 10 minutes, and I wanted to go home.
Yeah, I can picture that, boy. I tell you, it's either cold or boring to a little kid sometimes.
What about you, Stru? Now, we kind of tease each other, but you do win us on the age category in the studio. Do you remember the first time you went out deer hunting?
Very much so. You know, when I was a kid, we lived on the east side of St. Paul, like everybody who listened to the show knows, and my dad worked at U.S. Gypsum Roofing Company on the east side of St. Paul, and back then he only got 1 week vacation after being at a place for 20 years, head machine mechanic.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing how much money he made on a check one day, and I'm thinking, that's not much money. But right. They didn't make anything back then.
Yep.
And my dad and his brothers-in-law took that entire week every year over Thanksgiving so they could milk a couple days with it and spent 10 years deer hunting up in Ely, Minnesota on Mud Creek Road in a tent. 10 days in a tent over Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, my mom, if I remember, was involved in lobbying to get deer hunting off of Thanksgiving so families could spend Thanksgiving together. And so that was a long, long time ago. So anyway, I'll never forget when my old man would leave and you anticipate, you know, there's no phones or anything up in the hunting shack or in the cabin and tent up there.
Yep.
And come home and just get excited when he pulls in the driveway to see if there's any deer in that trailer. And when I was 13 years old, my old man gave me the opportunity to go to the first meeting they have. They always have a meeting before the deer hunting season. It was so serious and so organized. They knew exactly where they're going to hunt on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what's for dinner, when they're having liver and onions. They knew they were going to get deer.
Yes.
And so I got to go to that meeting and listen to all that. And then I got my first, this is 1964, got my first chance to go with my old man in the cabin. We built a hunting shack in 61, and I'd lay on the top bunk and listen to those old guys, they're probably 40 back there, 45, yeah, tell stories about all the deer hunting. And I'll tell you, you close your eyes in that top bunk, and all you do is picture this huge buck in the woods. And back there, up there, is only woods and swamp. It's nothing, there's no trails, there's no logging roads, ridge and swamp. And I'll remember also, every time, the first couple of years, my old man had a 30-gallon wood stove. And if you're on the bottom bunk, you're sweating your ass off. If you're up on top, you're freezing your ass off. There's nothing in between back then.
Right.
I had a chance to get up opening day with my dad. He wouldn't let me put a shell in the 20-gauge I had until I sat down. And I had a chance to walk with my dad behind. Within a half an hour, pussyfooting behind my old man, I saw him jump a big old swamp buck, kick him out of bed, drop him one shot, and I'll never, ever, ever forget it. I was hooked as a deer hunter from that day on. And frankly, that's the only kind of hunting I've really ever done religiously is deer hunt.
Well, you know, you talk about the whole idea of deer camp, and it's the whole kind of getting ready for it. I mean, Zach and Alex, we're going to bring Alex McStott on board right now, and we're going to talk to Zach Barrett from the National Sports Center. Zach was on earlier to talk a little bit about the Minnesota Deer Classic. It's this weekend for our folks at the National Sports Center. Doors kick open at Friday at 1. It closes at 8 p.m. Saturday, the doors open at the National Sports Center at 10 a.m. It goes to 6 p.m. Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission to the Minnesota Deer Classic is $10. It's going to get you in there. They got free Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young folks to measure your deer cracks. If you want to go see some really awesome Minnesota deer, go and check that out. There's seminars. There's like 7 different seminars, maybe 5 or 7, I'm not sure, throughout the week. That's all about property management. So if you're worried about producing big bucks, what kind of vegetation you should be putting in, this is going to be the place you want to go. If you're not happy with how the deer herd is in Minnesota and how the management piece is, make sure you get to the Minnesota Deer Classic this weekend at the National Sports Center, because the DNR is going to be there. There's going to be folks from the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association. There's going to be all kinds of ways to learn to do better property management. But getting back to just deer hunting, I remember just the whole process. It was that whole week of, you know, you get off on Thursday and Friday. You take that time off work. Everyone gets together on Friday. All the old stories come out, and it's just really something special. Alex, do you remember the first big buck you ever shot?
I do remember it. It was 3 years ago. I had trail cameras out before season, and I actually got a buck during the daylight hitting a mock scrape that I had.
Yeah.
Had pictures of them, and I'm happy I went to my buddy's wedding, but the day I got the night picture was at 4:30, and I was at my buddy's wedding, and he was 20 yards from my stand. But I ended up getting him Monday after opening weekend. He was chasing two does, and I have the deer on the wall to remember for the rest of my life.
Never forget it. Never forget it.
All right.
What's going on?
Brian Zepp.
Well, geez, sorry for checking out. We've got a... You know, I know they don't pay us crap at this radio station, but I assume they weren't paying us so that they could invest in some proper equipment. But I was wrong about that as well. So Cumulus can suck my tonight. Now we're just kind of letting it catch up here, the old computer system. But we do have a guest on the phone. You guys remember Ken?
Drebnik. Yep. Ken Drebnik, you bet.
Well, I'm just punching it over. Say hello to Ken.
Ken, how are you this afternoon? Steve Straczynski, thanks for being on the Ticket Outdoors, and thank you for your patience. Some technical errors, but we're back and ready to go.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate this and helping us promote our scholarship program and our upcoming tournament. This is really great.
Ken, where are we calling you at? Where are you at tonight, buddy?
I'm at home tonight. We're just across the river, or just across the St. Croix River. We live over here right now.
No, he defected. He's a cheesehead now. He defected. Only about, a couple of months back, he moved over to the River Falls area, right, Ken?
Yeah, 2 months ago, we decided we needed a little bit of land over here, and every morning we watch the pheasants fly through our kitchen window.
Oh, good for
wow,
you.
Wow, there's actually some pheasants left out there, huh, buddy?
Yeah, there is.
Boy. So tell us a little bit about the scholarship program you got going on.
Well, our scholarship program is, it's actually called the Daniel Drebnik Memorial Fund. And you guys interviewed me last year, and the reason we have this program is that back in 2009, we lost our son, Dan, in Iraq, and was killed by a low-flying rocket that came into his compound. And when he was home, he was going to school to be a police officer. That's what he wanted to do. And so we decided we were going to start this scholarship program to honor our veterans and their families that have given up so much of their life for us, and they want to be police officers. So the scholarships are for veterans or current military personnel or their families who are going to school to be police officers.
Let's talk about what. Give us the website. Let's start there.
Well, our website is aheroathome.org. So it's aheroathome.org. Aheroathome.org.
All right. Let's talk about your biggest fundraiser. I know you want to promote something that's coming up in June. And a little bit, I think last year when we talked, I think you pretty much just started this event. And at that time, you might have given away, raised enough money for 4 or 5 different scholarships. Now I think you're in the 20s or 30s. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, you're right. Yeah, we've grown quite a bit. Our main fundraiser for the entire year is a walleye combined bass tournament. And this is our third annual tournament. It's June 21st and 22nd. And we combine this with a Veterans Appreciation Weekend.
Oh, boy.
So we invite veterans up for Friday and Saturday night stay, and we put them up at Craigan's Resort. We fish out of Craigan's Resort, and our tournament boats take them out fishing on Saturday. We have a big banquet, silent auction, door prizes, and then Sunday on the 21st, it's tournament time. And this is, like I say, a walleye bass tournament where you have to pick one species. We're open to 100 teams. We have pro teams. We have novice teams. We have some teams that I'm not sure if they ever saw the water before, but hey, it's all fun. You know, last year we had the Red Bull girls out there for the start of everything, throwing out Red Bull. We had a great time.
You talked about Cragans. Boy, you have to tip your hat to these folks because they're donating a lot of space. And I think you mentioned last year as well that the veterans who do go up there want to spend time with you. Not only have a chance to, and correct me if I'm wrong because it's been almost a year since we've spoken, either they get a chance to fish free and maybe they even get housing for the evening free or what? Tell us all about that if you would.
Yes, we have. We're trying to put up as many veterans as we can. And the program goes that the veteran or the, and their spouse or family member, they can stay free at Cragans Resort. We have donors that have provided us with money, and we pay for their stay at Cragans. If they want to go fishing on Saturday, we have tournament boats that are willing to take them out. And then they get their banquet free, and then on Sunday they're willing to stick around, watch the weigh-in. And that's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So they can go golf. They can go to the spa. Cragans Resort has done just a tremendous amount of volunteering for this, and they're one of our biggest donors, along with several others. And, you know, we have many. In fact, I just signed on one today, Krause Anderson.
They're well, sure.
They're a sponsor for our first place team in Bass this year.
That's wonderful. Are you concerned? Okay, this is your third tournament up there.
Yep.
And I know, I think you were surprised last year as to how successful this tournament was. Are you concerned, and is it, do you have to turn people away? You only have so much space.
We only have so much space. The DNR has opened us up to, we can have 100 teams, so two-person a team. So that's a lot of boats. That's 100 boats. And Cragans has given us a full quarter mile of the sand beach. We have the entire south beach. But we only have so much room.
Right.
So, you know, the veterans that want to come up and stay, we do have to cap that, unfortunately. So it's kind of a first-come, first-serve. But we're growing. Every year we're growing, and we're doing very well.
You mentioned that the DNR only allows you so many. How is the DNR even involved? What are you talking about?
Well, if you have a fishing tournament, you have to get the DNR involved because, you know, the lakes are their fisheries. So the DNR controls if there's too many tournaments or a tournament's too big, or they're not going to allow two tournaments on the same lake in the same day. So you got to apply, get your permits in order, and so they're involved in what you can and can't fish. Like that time of year, all walleye caught, it's a kill for the tournament. So
okay.
All the walleye's got to be killed, so they kind of help us with the rules and everything. And then, you know, they will say that you can have this many boats.
Go ahead.
When you work with the DNR, you know, these folks that put together these tournaments, they put a lot of effort into it. And it's not just as simple as saying, hey, we're going to gather 15, 20 boats and we're going to raise some money or we're going to have a tournament. Tell our listeners a little bit what that process is like working with the DNR on putting together a tournament and getting a permit for it.
Well, first of all, I want to say the Minnesota DNR has been just been great helping us. But, I mean, you have to have your full rules in place. I mean, we have our rules are 5 pages long. That,
wow.
You know, you have everything is documented. Everything has a rule, what the anglers are going to do, when they're going to be back in, how big the fish is going to be. And then the DNR will go through and say, okay, this lake can support that, and you want to fish largemouth bass? Fine, but you're not going to fish smallmouth bass. So they help you along the way. And then once you have a successful tournament, you're kind of grandfathered into that same weekend. So, like last September, I was applying again. Change the rules, apply again, so we get first crack at that weekend again. So that's really nice.
We're talking with Kevin Drevnik, who's our favorite cheesehead. I mean, Ken, yeah, we're talking about Ken. Kevin's the son. We're talking, thank you very much, Bob.
Daniel's the son.
Yeah, I got Kevin here,
and
yeah.
Ken, it's, here, let me interrupt for just a minute. I just got away from what will turn into some more behind-the-scenes problems, so I apologize for that, Ken. And I'm remembering, is it Julie?
Yes, my wife is Julie. Yes, that's right.
Your beautiful wife, Julie, for the Daniel Drevnik Memorial Fund. We're talking about heroathome.org and the fishing tournament coming up, Ken.
Yep.
Good to be talking to you again. Sorry that I was behind the scenes here taking care of some things.
That's okay.
Now, we talked, last time we had you on the air, just ahead of this event last year, we talked to a young gentleman. I forget his name, but he was a recipient of that scholarship fund. And what was his name? Do you remember?
That was Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. And how's Kevin doing?
He's doing very well. And a little update. really proud. We're proud to say that right now we have our first state trooper cadet going. He's going through the academy right now.
Oh,
that was
amazing.
A recipient of our
cool.
scholarship program, and they'll graduate pretty soon. So he'll be our first state trooper that has been, we've helped out with our scholarships.
Well, that's amazing, and I'm sure for you and Julie, that must be a great dedication and memory to Daniel each time you see someone go through the program successfully and go on to serve their community and our state.
It is. It is. You know, these guys, like I said, they come home, they've given so much for us, and they want to continue to be our neighborhood heroes. You know, that's who you're going to call. You know, you call your local police officer when you're in trouble or you need something.
Yeah.
And they want to continue to serve. So we think we found a decent way to help them with scholarships. And Stru was saying earlier about the count. As of today, we've given 34 scholarships.
There you go.
Yep. 34, so we're very proud of that.
All right, let me back it up here. We're talking about the Daniel Drebnik Memorial Fund. If I've got a young man who, or young lady even, who just got out of the military and is considering a career in law enforcement, what's the next step?
If they want to apply for a scholarship, first of all, they do have to be enrolled in a college program.
All right.
Okay, and their GI Bill can help them with that, but it doesn't pay everything. And once they're enrolled, they can just go to our website, and everything is online. They can fill out the form, and there are certain requirements they have to meet, which is not a whole lot. They just have to prove that they were part of the military in Minnesota or Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and that they're going to school, provide a transcript, and then they're eligible for a $1,000 scholarship. And the scholarship money is given directly to them to help them stay in school. So if they need a little bit of rent money or a little bit of babysitting money or something to help them go, they can use it for whatever they wish.
Even though the Fishing for Heroes event, June 20th and 21st up in Cragins, I believe, is your biggest fundraiser, is that enough to keep you guys going, or are you taking donations?
We take donations throughout the entire year. People can donate online, or you know, if they do happen to look us up online, heroathome.org, they can either donate online or write a check to Hero at Home. There's an address on there. They can send money in, and we're proud to say that all the donations and all the proceeds from our silent auction at the banquet and everything, 100% of that money goes right to the scholarship program, and we are a registered 501c3, so it's a tax deduction also.
Yeah, but I'm proud to be with the Wildwood Lions Club, and we helped. We threw a few bucks your way last year,
yes,
and
I
hope it went to them. I know it went to the right spot, right?
Yes.
All right, thanks, guys. Ken, give Julie our regards. Say hello to her for us. Good luck moving forward with heroathome.org. I hope we have a chance to talk before the event again, and we'll talk some more as well. But thanks for taking some time, even with all of our shenanigans and technical problems here at Ticket Outdoors.
Well, thank you for having us on. And we're looking for more fishermen, or we're looking for people that just want to come up. And if they just visit our website, heroathome, everything will be there. They can just do everything from online.
Ken, we're going to share it on all of our social media sites. That's at this radio station and that other one I work for. We're going to spread the word, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ken.
Take care, sir. Thanks very much.
All right. Are you guys gambling men?
Yes.
Yes.
What are the odds that when I hit this button, we're going to hear a Mills Fleet Farm commercial?
That, or we're going to hear Zep say something.
I'll tell you what, man. I do not like technical problems.
Get that guy a bones.
Here we go.
We'll try and keep it light. I'll loosen up here a little bit. Does anybody have any rum?
Give me a second, will you? Because if this doesn't work, I want to put my nut cup on.
I'm ducking below the mic here.
You know, it's not
work.
So much. Obviously, you're going to have technical problems, but the fact that we've got a system here that's not easily fixed because they didn't want to spend an extra $50 to get a little better upgrade drives me absolutely crazy. So let me say this about Mills Fleet Farm. Take the worry out of winter driving, and yes, boys and girls, there's just a little bit more left. Ride on a new set of tires from Mills Fleet Farm. Fleet Farm carries all the best brands, Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Roadrunner, and many more. 3, 2, 1.
Stay active. Mills Fleet Farm has Avia and New Balance athletic shoes on sale for the entire family. They're all 20% off. Fill your feeders with KT Wild Bird Food, a 20-pound bag, $5.99.
Keep your home comfortable with a 30-pint Perfect Air dehumidifier for just $129.99. And warm up meals with hearty Bear Creek soup mix, chicken noodle, chunky potato, and others. Get two, just $4.98 at Mills Sweet Farm.
The iconic Minnesota Deer Classic Sport Expo is back at the National Sports Center in Blaine, March 6th through the 8th, featuring the biggest names in the hunting industry with new products, techniques, and seminars. Chat with top guide services. An official antler and trophy measuring is free. Bring the kids for the fishing pond and join the boys from the Ticket Outdoors Sunday, March 8th for a live broadcast from 11 to 1. That's the Minnesota Deer Classic at the National Sports Center in Blaine from March 6th through the 8th. For more info, visit nscoutdoors.org.
Smokes! That's the fourth straight kill shot.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you and then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan Southside Marina's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DanSouthsideMarine.com.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Hey, thanks again to Cindy Jo. I wish I'd had a chance to talk to her, and I was so proud that I got that audio ready to go. Hey, but that's life, and just kind of like hunting, sometimes you get skunked, right?
She'll come out and see us Sunday at the Minnesota Deer Classic at Blaine.
So Dirt Road Dixie. I can't wait to get out and see her band. We'll follow along and check out
what
they're playing.
What a cute voice she had
on
the show,
when they're a little closer to home. I know. It's always those little ones. They can roar like that. Also want to thank Zach. He's still hanging around here. Minnesota Deer Classic starts this Friday at 1 o'clock up at the National Sports Center in Blaine. NSCSports.org. Plan it around some great seminars. And, of course, Ken and Julie Drevnik, Daniel Drevnik Memorial Fund, helping military get into law enforcement. Right. Get involved and go up there and go fishing. Help out a great cause. HeroAtHome.org. Right, fellas?
That's it.
Right.
All right.
We got the names right. Everybody, Slower and Drevnik and Ken and Kevin. And we're good at this show.
We've been doing
a little Cindy Joe's playing.
Hey, thank our sponsors again. Would you
Well,
speak,
we just
please?
Heard from Dan Southside Marine. Thank you, Dan, for being around. Fleet Farm, we heard from Miguel, also have Alumacraft. Thanks to our sponsors, Alumacraft, a lakes trading company in Forest Lake. Our newest sponsor is Custom Truck Accessories. Anything for your truck, located on Highway 65, right up in Ham Lake. We got a lot of good sponsors. We're pretty blessed, man. This is fun.
You know, it's just awesome to have that kind of lineup of folks, and I know without those folks from the early on, we're creeping up to 100 shows. We wouldn't have the fun we're having, Stu.
All right, hang on, guys.
That's right.
Avia and New Balance athletic shoes on sale for the entire family. They're all 20% off. Fill your feeders with KT Wild Bird Food, a 20-pound bag, $5.99. Keep your home comfortable with a 30-pint Perfect Air dehumidifier for just $129.99. And warm up meals with hearty Bear Creek soup mix, chicken noodle, chunky potato, and others. Get two just $4.98 at Mills Sweet Farm.
Boomer here from the Ticket Outdoors and my friends at Alumacraft Boats, the official boat sponsor of the Ticket Outdoors. Even though the temps are cold, and you guys know I love to talk about ice fishing, right now is an awesome time to buy a new boat because Alumacraft is featuring their annual AlumaCash promotion. Get instant rebates of up to $1,600 to use as a down payment or subtract from the sale price. See your local dealer and find out why Minnesota's Alumacraft is the best deal on the water.
If you love the outdoors, then you probably have a truck that you love too. Custom Truck Accessories can help protect your truck from the rigors of outdoor activities. They have custom seat covers and floor mats to protect against the mud and dirt from the field. Toppers and tonneau covers to protect your gear. If you're a truck guy, you'll appreciate the knowledge and experience of the Custom Truck Accessories crew. Visit CustomTruckAccess.com or stop by their store to see what a difference being family-owned can make for you.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Oh. crew, tell me everything's going to be okay.
Everything is going to be okay.
All right, thanks.
Well, I'll tell you what, it could be worse. You could have been born a left-handed Polack on the east side of St. Paul, and things are going to be all right, my friend.
I know, I tell you what. But then you have guests on, and at the moment of all this, and I'm, you know, getting all fired up, you know, what a hothead I am, and I'm doing this and that. And then you listen to Ken talking about Daniel and that memorial fund, and you go, oh, yeah, I guess...
I'm just glad you're not wearing camouflage. There's no post office next door because he'd be up on top of that roof right now.
You just wait. The night is young, my man.
I can't read his shirt, though. The Montana...
Buzzcocks.
All righty.
I had a buddy that went out there and played lacrosse for a while, and I don't know what he's doing now these days. But, oh, he's up in Libby, Montana, way up there by Glacier National Park. He's a elk hunting guide up there. Last time he came home, he looked like one of those duck hunter guys.
Things that don't suck, right?
Yeah. He's doing all right up there. So I think he even found a woman. I don't know if it's a human.
Yeah, or if she's living.
Exactly. Alex McStott, let me turn your microphones up over here, guys. Let's talk about speaking about the Rockies and getting out and doing some bear hunting. Let's go a little further up into Canada. Alex McStott, you've been sitting here for this last hour and 45 minutes or whatever we're going to call this thing. Ticket outdoors, I guess, tonight. And thanks for hanging around, buddy, and welcome back to the show. Last we talked to you was on the telephone, and you were headed, was it northern Minnesota or were you headed to Canada?
I was heading to northern Minnesota bear hunting back in September.
And that was a success, I understand.
Yeah, the very first night I was fortunate to have a 145-pound sow come in and got my first bear this year. It was pretty exciting.
Hey, go.
That's very wonderful. Cool. Sorry, I want to do it someday. I don't know if we're on the air. I'll just keep on talking.
We're on the air.
And I have to apologize to Alex because he was saying when he was here last time, were you on the air? You were not in studio, am I right?
No, we had him on the telephone. He was. Yeah. Were you just getting ready to head up there? You had been up there?
I had been baiting for a few weeks, 2 weeks, and it was, I believe, 3 or 4 days before the season actually opened. I talked to you guys on the phone.
Early fall.
Yeah, it was the end of August.
And I remember Alex was talking about what it takes to do this, to prepare to get a bear like that. And I don't have the discipline to do it. But three times a week, he'd leave the Twin Cities. And where were you hunting?
Up by Black Duck.
Okay.
And I live in St. Cloud. It's about a 3-hour trip one way up there just to bait.
So about three times a week, he was going up to the bait and all this, and for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever the law says. And I made fun of him. I said, my God, don't you have a girlfriend? I sincerely apologize because Alex got married in October.
Oh, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, condolences. No, I'm sure you're fine. You got married in October. Oh, boy, that sounds like that's close to some hunting season.
that's close to something.
Yeah.
So, Alex, now that you're back on the show for your second appearance on Ticket Outdoors, you did a little field trip up to old Canada, didn't you?
I did. 2 weeks ago, we went up to Lake Winnipeg in Manitoba to go chase walleyes for 3 days.
Boy, that must have been fun.
Who haven't had an opportunity to go to Lake Winnipeg or understand why fishing Lake Winnipeg is such a big deal is there's a term for these fish, Zep. They're so massive, they call them greenbacks.
Yeah.
And it's not abnormal to catch 30-inch plus walleyes out of this lake and consistently. So with all that being said, tell us a little bit about what it's like getting prepared to go fish the Lake Winnipeg in Canada.
Well, for everyone that fishes walleyes around Minnesota, everybody uses around a 28-inch medium light rod, and you use 6 to 8 pound mono. You try to go stealth. Well, you pretty much throw all that out the window when you go to Lake Winnipeg.
Right.
I was using a 35-inch rod with 15-pound braid. You're using big ripping wraps and live targets, which are just lipless crankbaits. And
so you're not even interested in catching anything under 24 inches or something like that.
Well, that's the odd thing about Winnipeg. Winnipeg is actually full of limestone, so that's why they get the iridescent green color and they get the name greenbacks.
Yeah.
So the water clarity up there is about 6 inches to a foot.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 2 feet if you're lucky. So that's why you get away with the larger braid.
The thick braid, yeah.
And you need the big rattle baits to call the fish in, and when they hit it like a freight train.
Because they got
to
hear something.
Yeah,
they can't
really see it.
So what's it like if one of our listeners right now is getting all jacked up and they're listening about these huge greenbacks in Lake Winnipeg? What's the process like? How do you buy a license? What do you have to do to get ready to go ice fishing in Canada? Because we haven't talked about that yet on the show.
Well, to go to Canada, you need to have a passport or a Minnesota driver's license. I think it's an advanced driver's license that lets you get into Canada. It's got a little picture of a U.S. flag and some added stuff.
Didn't they relax that whole DUI thing, too? Well, I'm serious. Well, you couldn't for
know.
A long time if you had one.
I thought you had to, like, say I'm sorry, and there was like a judge at the border, and you had to say you repented. Isn't that true though, Zach?
It used to be that if you had one, you couldn't get in, and you had to jump through some hoops. But so many American fellas and gals were getting them down here that only in the last year they relaxed that you can have one. Yes, yeah, they did.
I think the DUI stories are kind of like Bigfoot stories. It depends on who you talk to, because I've heard no, I've heard you got to fill out paperwork.
When you say who you talk to, are you making that hand gesture with money?
I think that has something to do with it. Depends on the border crossing who you talk to.
Right.
So tell us a little bit. So you had to get an advance license or a passport. What else?
Well, once you got that, we went up there with three other people. So
did you buy your license before?
No, we bought our license up there once we got to bait store about 20 miles from the lake. And
did you ever take a test on invasive species?
No.
All right.
So it was really simple. It was $37 for a conservative license, lets you bring home four fish or have four in possession. And it took, for all four of us to get our licenses, it was about 10 minutes. So really fast, really easy.
And that $37 is about a 3-day license, right?
It's a year-round license.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Which is very reasonable.
Yeah, very reasonable. Yeah.
We figured it all out. There's four of us between motel, gas, food. It was $300 for 3 days of fishing a person.
That's lodging, you said?
That was lodging, license, gas, everything. So that's very reasonable for someone that wants to go up there to have the chance to catch.
How far of a haul is Winnipeg?
From St. Cloud, it was about 6 hours.
Okay. Well, that's, geez.
We can do that.
Yeah, we'll just go up there when they have their record blizzard, right, Stru?
Yeah, we're going with Stru.
Minus 80-degree temps.
So how did you have a guide, have any idea where to go?
Well, two of the guys that we went with had been there before, but Lake Winnipeg is almost like a red lake. There really isn't any structure. So you just go out, and the fish congregate now towards the spring down at the mouth of the Red River. So you just go out there and start drilling holes, and the fish kind of relate to the ice heaves and the breakers. So we just set up along the breakers and would fish a spot for 20 minutes. If we didn't mark nothing, we moved.
Now, for our listeners out there and people, this is really for Stru here. Explain to our folks what an ice heave is or the breakers, because some folks might not have the experience that you do.
Well, Lake Winnipeg I believe it's the 14th largest freshwater lake in the world. It's 260 miles long by 60 miles wide.
Wow.
So when the ice is freezing in the fall and early winter and the wind picks up, the ice shifts. You'll get two sheets of ice that crash together, and they'll push up and create a crack, or they'll push underneath each other, and it's just a piece of structure that the fish kind of relate to.
You know, I remember one in our early shows about a year ago, guys, when we had Tony Roach on, and we were talking about fishing Mille Lacs, and I had heard that some of the prisms of light under the ice heaves. Remember, I asked Tony about that. Was it true that you could really find fish under some of those different prisms of ice heaves? And he said, yeah, absolutely.
This is a pretty dirty lake, however, you're talking about. I mean, I guess it depends how what kind of lake you're in as well.
Yeah, it's really dirty, and I don't know if it has because it's so cold up there. I mean, people are complaining about right now what the weather's like. When we were fishing up there the first day, it was 35 below zero actual air temp.
All right, well, you sure Stru wasn't hanging out nearby?
Yeah, that's me. It follows me all around.
I have to go far enough north.
I was going
to
ask you what kind of competition there would be. If this is such a great fishery, there has to be competition, but you got miles and miles and miles of water. Did you have competition up there?
I mean, there's a fair amount of people up there, but there's so much area to fish that we never really fished anywhere close to someone. The closest group was maybe 200 yards.
It's
not like Lake Mille Lacs or Red Lake where there's houses everywhere because there are no resorts on the lake. There's no maintained roads. It's basically a beaten path just to get out there.
Right, yeah.
Alex, stay tuned.
Yeah, let's come on back, wrap it up with Alex, and sort of morph that into the lake report. Yeah. Alex, stick around for that. Our guest, Alex McStott, we're talking about big greenbacks up on Winnipeg, and we're going to turn that into the lake report with Boomer when we come back with more of Ticket Outdoors.
Get moving and stay active. Mills Fleet Farm has Avia and New Balance athletic shoes on sale for the entire family. They're all 20% off. Fill your feeders with KT Wild Bird Food, a 20-pound bag, $5.99. Keep your home comfortable with a 30-pint Perfect Air dehumidifier for just $129.99. And warm up meals with hearty Bear Creek soup mix, chicken noodle, chunky potato, and others. Get two, just $4.98 at Mills Fleet Farm.
This is a message to all parents. Your kids are leaving. Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but it will happen. They will grow up, get lives, and go. So what can you do right now to enjoy this painfully one-sided relationship? Trap them. That's right, on a boat from Dan's Southside Marine. See, your little self-focused darlings will take one look at that Alumacraft boat, Premier Pontoon, or Stingray Powerboat from Dan's and see cool, fun, and complete and utter awesomeness. You will see quality, experience, and incredible customer service. But best of all, you'll see your kids and make lasting memories before they ditch you then chuck their education to follow their muse, which will not afford them a boat from Dan's. But you can console them on yours. This just keeps working.
Dan's Southside Marine's combined manufacturers rebates with clearance pricing on all remaining 2014 Alumacraft, Premier, and Stingray boats to save you the most money possible. Go to DansSouthsideMarine.com.
Now back to Ticket Outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Come on, Adam. I know stuff's kind of working right now. Remember, take the worry out of winter driving. A new set of tires, Mills Fleet Farm. They got a Michelin BF Goodrich Cooper Roadrunner. All the top brands there. Thank you to our sponsors, Dan Southside Marine, Fleet Farm, Alumacraft, Lakes Trading Company, Custom Truck Accessories. Has to be so impressed listening in tonight.
Hey, since did we buy into that? Since you screwed up
let's
change this into a three-hour show tonight because you made a mistake. No, Boomer Zep didn't do it.
Feels like it's been about 3 hours. Well, things are going to happen with computers.
But we can think about the Virgin Islands in different ways.
Hey, I want to talk to Alex about Lake Winnipeg. Yeah. Okay, we talked about it's only about 8 hours from the Twin Cities to get up there. His three-day trip, including hotel, is about $4 max, which sounds like a lot of fun and a decent hotel. Did you catch any fish? And give us some sizes.
We averaged about 28 fish a day, so we ended up with around 80 for the trip, which if for walleye fishing, it's going to be hard-pressed to find a lake in Minnesota where you're going to catch that many numbers.
Yes.
And up there, I mean, every fish you mark on your Vexlar or Hummingbird or Markham, it could be a 12, 13-pound fish. And the big fish for our trip was a 29-incher, which is an awesome fish.
Yeah, that's about a 9, 10-pound fish, right?
Yeah, it was.
Wow, that's fun. Through the ice, it's got to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. I didn't catch it. One of the guys that we were with caught it, and he was fishing in 19 feet when he caught it, so we got to fight it a little more, but for the average amount of our trip, we're fishing 7-8 feet of water under the ice.
I'm a quantity over quality guy when I'm, especially out at something like that. Were you catching them on a regular basis? I mean, everybody likes the big one.
Yes.
But I need some action. Yeah. Was there a lot of action?
If we weren't catching or marking a fish in 20 minutes at a spot, we moved.
Okay.
And once you found them, there was almost, you caught a fish every 5-10 minutes.
So, all right.
Alex, so let me put you on the spot here to all our listeners that, you know, we've talked about some really cool ice fishing destinations. We're going to morph this into the Ice Fishing Lake Report right now, but we've talked about some really cool ice fishing destinations. Devil's Lake, which is an amazing fishery. Lake Gogebic, where we went to go chase 2-pound perch, which we did. I did end up with a 1.5-pound perch, which is nothing to be shabby about. Is it worth the trip to Winnipeg, buddy?
As soon as we got home, if I had the opportunity to go back the following weekend, I would have went back in a heartbeat.
And you think you don't have to make one of those expensive flights into Canada? I mean, a six-hour drive. I mean, you guys almost did that to Gogebic.
It was six hours. It's eight hours. Lake Winnipeg is only 8 hours from here. You got a couple of guys. That's only, what, a sport pack?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He can't even empty a cooler in it. Well,
how about summer fishing? What do you know about summer fishing up there? Same kind of stuff?
The way I understood it by talking to the owner of our hotel is all those fish down there migrate down to that part of the lake for the spawn, and after that they disperse. And so I don't know too much about summer fishing. I know it's a very treacherous lake because weather systems can come out of nowhere.
Anytime you get a big body of water, you got to think about weather.
I do know they fish catfish in the Red River in the spring, summer, and early fall, and they catch some monster catfish up there.
Wow.
You know, speaking of open water fishing, talking a little bit about tonight's lake report, I'm pretty jacked up about getting the Alumacraft out there, and we're going to take that big 195 T Pro.
Do you go out and sit in it at night when you
and pet it like Precious from Lord of the Rings?
Right. Pretty, do you sleep in it sometimes?
Pretty pathetically, yes.
Nothing pathetic about that.
But you know,
wouldn't that be a great commercial? I tell you what, Alumacraft, that's a great commercial.
Just like my precious T-Pro.
Or his Christmas card, when somebody just goes a picture and he's just out there with his camel bag over top of him. And
there you go.
All covered
sleeping
up asleep
in it with a little buddy heater going.
Yeah. Right.
But for most folks right now, we are still in ice fishing mode. But don't forget, I understand that walleye season has closed. Okay, so for all the folks out there, make sure you know that you cannot keep a walleye and you cannot keep a sauger. I actually had someone.
Mercedes, are you listening?
Oh, that's true. So make sure that if you do catch a walleye, get it right back in the water. I know if you're still targeting perch, sometimes a sneaky walleye can creep in there.
Sure.
The other thing to remind listeners about is make sure you get your permanent houses off of the water. For majority of the state, you gotta have, if not for all the state by now, you have to have your permanent houses off the water. As well as with walleye season expiring on February 28th, now is the time to buy your new fishing license.
Yep.
Okay? So if you're still going to be going out there chasing panfish, bluegills, crappies, perch, whatever it happens to be, make sure you buy a new fishing license. I want to talk a couple things for our listeners right now. When chasing these panfish, first let's talk about our folks up at Geiger's Trails End at Bowstring Lake. I haven't talked about that lake for most of this winter because, as our listeners know, Bill Charlton, big fan, big supporter of the show.
Good man.
Good man, got injured. He's back to being healthy. He's off of dialysis. Bill, we love you from the show. You too, Aaron. And Bill told me that if you're interested in chasing those big crappies up on Bowstring, they are now biting up there. And because they didn't get a lot of snowfall up in that part of the state or any part of our state, you don't need access to a lot of plowed roads. You can get all over the place. Look for those crappies to be in about 20 to 25 feet of water, not in those deeper holes, but 20 to 25 feet of water, and they are biting hard, those 12 to 15-inch crappies. The good colors that I like to use up on Bowstring right now are going to – I actually have luck with a blade jig, which is more of a diamond-shaped jig that's going to be red and white with some silver on the back. Now, for other folks that are chasing perch, think about – perch right now are one of the fish that start to spawn kind of earlier than other panfish. Perch typically spawn in about 45 to 52 degrees of water. Now, folks are going to ask, well, what the hell does that mean to me right now, Boomer? Well, that typically is April to early May time frame. So earlier in the year, we talk about staying near the weeds. And then as we got into ice fishing, we're like, look for the first breaks and then start to look for those deep basins. Because perch start to stage and get ready for spawning in 45 to 52 degrees. What that means in English right now is look for those perch to maybe start to get a little shallower and go near the cabbage again. As fish start to stage and get into pre-spawn mode, they're going to start to school up. So if you're out there looking to chase perch right now, it's a good time to start marking them near the shallows. Alex, what do you got?
We were out on Bitter last weekend in South Dakota, and we found our perch in 28 to 30 feet of water.
Where's Bitter at?
It's right in Webster, South Dakota. It's about three hours from St. Cloud.
Okay.
Yep, and so to Alex's point there, if you find them deep and you don't find them deep, start to look for them to go a little shallower. Now, for folks that are crazy about crappies, and we talked about Bowstring having a really hot bite right now, crappies, they start to spawn at about 55 degrees plus. So crappies, and what I mean by spawn is when they reproduce, you know, the females are putting out the eggs and the males kind of do their thing. They're going to be spawning in about 55 to 70 degrees. Now, crappies start to stage or get ready for spawning typically in early ice out in Minnesota. Now, that's going to be late April to the middle of May. What that means is those crappies during that time period are going to run from deep to shallow, almost like a yo-yo. They're going to be going back and forth, so it can get a little tricky to find those schools. But when you find them shallow during ice fishing this time of year or in those transition points to shallow, mark those waypoints on your GPS because that's a good hint to where they're going to be come early spring, and you can start to catch those crappies. So again, if we're talking about perch, which you can still catch, they're going to start to spawn earlier than sunnies and crappies. Look for them to start to move a little shallower now. And when the ice gets out, look for those crappies to start moving shallow and mark those spots on your GPS.
There you have it. Thank you, Boomer. I appreciate it. Alex, thank you very much. Zach, thank you, buddy. Minnesota Deer Classic. We'll be broadcasting up there at 11 o'clock on Sunday. The doors open for it at 1 o'clock on Friday. NSCSports.org. Thank you, Cindy Joe, as well, and Ken Drevnik.
Right.
All right, hopeforheroes.org. That's it, guys.
Bones!
I'm going to let the automation take it. I don't know what's going to happen after this, and I don't care. Take it outdoors. Rebroadcast Sunday mornings at 6 o'clock. The podcast available at 105theticket.com.
WGBZ Eden Prairie from the Mills Fleet Farm Studios. This is Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. 105.1, 105.3, and 105.7. A Cumulus station.
Safety on the road starts at Mills Fleet Farm. Right now, get a $50 gift card when you buy a set of Roadrunner, Cooper, Uniroyal, Mastercraft, or Starfire tires. Plus, get up to an additional $70 Visa card rebate on select Cooper tires. Need a snack? Dry roasted peanuts are on sale. 2 16-ounce jars, just $3. Power through piles of laundry with Tide Simply Clean or Era 2x Power. Your choice, only $7.88 at Mills Fleet Farm. Love it.